You're listening to Talk Radio, the nation's interactive station.
What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
I don't know. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
You can explain what it is that's going on here. We would love to hear from you.
I'd like to comment on the smuttiness of your show. I am astounded it's taken you so long.
You think you're funny, but you ain't.
Ain't? It's not ain't, dear. It's not. You can't speak proper like what I do.
Do you remember last week I told you about my cat and he'd gone missing and I was shaking his treats?
Shaking his treats? Really? Did you have them removed by the vet? Hello?
Why have you put me on the air?
Management are thinking that about this whole show. I'm flipping through Hello magazine on the air. Somebody stop me! Hello? That was the new single from The Prodigy.
Nick Harris.
I have gifts tonight. Actual real presents bought by me with my own money, because this is the penultimate show. We're only doing one more after this, and that's it. Finito. Those are the presents. Not this. This. So it's 0500-1053-89. I'm not gonna assist you in any way. I'm not gonna start doing that now. No topics, no issues, none of that business. You just have to make it up yourself and throw it at me, because you've only got one more chance to do it after we finish here at 10 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. Thank you, Danny. And blimey, the first one is the gang. A little later on, I'll be conducting my own nuclear explosion. Just be testing it. I don't really understand that whole concept of testing nuclear weapons. They explode. What's to test? I mean, I don't get that. I also don't get the... shall we get into the way that the first world treats the third world and how appalling and awful and dreadful that is, that we are to them? Because it seems to me that, you know, it's not the third world that's screwing up the world. We've done that for them. For their convenience, we've screwed up the world for them so they don't have to. And then we get very upset when they start doing the things that we do, that we have done. I can remember the Allies tested a couple of nuclear bombs over cities, and they seemed to work quite well. France was testing them in some place that looked like it would be great to go on holiday. You remember that? The Azores or the Balearics? Somewhere like that. And everybody was like, meh. So shrugging their shoulders like that, it's France. But because, as Dame Edna Everidge would say, tinted people did it. Everybody's freaking out. And we do the same thing with all these Eastern European countries that are belching gas out into the air. All their industry is doing exactly the same what our industry has been doing for the last 100 years. It's belching huge amounts of ick out into the air. Belching it is. Like that. And it's falling as, you know, bricks of charcoal over Stockholm. And they are also freaking out and saying, don't. You must buy expensive technology that will remove the crap from the air that you're belching out of your factories. And they say, well, you didn't. And they're right, we didn't, because it's too expensive. So the hell with that, we thought. We're after profits. So we'll just chuck everything out into the air and we'll leak everything out, so to speak, into the rivers and the sea. Kind of like that. No filtration, none of that. We're just leaking it straight out. It's as though, as a nation, we ran to the edge of the White Cliffs of Dover, and this. We all sigh. And then when other countries do it, because they're playing catch-up, like Henry Kelly used to say on that god-awful show that he used to have on BBC One in the afternoon. What was that called?
Going for Gold.
Oh, just going. Just please. What's his name? Gene Kelly. Just go, okay? Never mind about the gold. Just go. He used to say, we're playing catch-up. I always used to thought he was like asking for the condiments. No, catch-up. That's right, they're playing catch-up. So there, can I have a new chair in here, please? Because this one is really... I've only been on 5 minutes, and my back's going. Give me a one of the that. See, I'm seeing a piece of crap that a furniture student would have knocked together, and you in there are sitting in thousands of pounds worth of gorgeous furniture. But Come on, where are your priorities?
You
I also
like
noticed,
those.
By the way, that when we get a cab after the show, there's usually outside there's a Trabant or a Trabant, however you pronounce those, and a Mercedes. Okay, one's for the phone op, sick boy, and one's for me. And he always gets the bleeding Mercedes. And I'm stuck there with a machine that I virtually have to get out and push up the hill. It's incredible. What is going on here, by the way? So we've only got one more show to go after this. Which should, you know... Should we play some sad music now? I do want to say, by the way, and I don't often sort of get into all this, but...
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening, because we are kicking major ass over here on this show now, and in the last book, huge. I'm huge. I'm huge in here, Kev. If only I was huge down there.
I'd heard that.
So it's 0500 1053 89. We're going to talk about polluting the third world. That'll be the issue for the next 2 hours. Oh. Absolutely, that's what we're going to be discussing. But CO2s and, what?
You don't do issues or topics.
Oh yeah, I forgot. So we probably won't be doing that. And Elizabeth from Cheddar is on the line. She wants to talk about Frank Sinatra. And we've got some bloke who wants to talk about the game. So far, that's all we've got on this stinking board on the penultimate show.
Sad, isn't it?
It is sad. But that's show business. You see, you're up one moment, like, you know, the book comes out, the Rajar ratings book comes out, absolutely great. So they loved me whenever the book ended, which was, the ratings survey would have been about a month ago. So they absolutely adored me, pouring love at me, opening my letterbox and pouring it through. They were. Now, obviously they can't stand me. 0500 1053 89. I'm not going to take any calls at all until we've got a full board. Can I have a chair in here, please? What is
all
the
right.
delay?
Nelly, take the chair in. He's standing there gazing at things. He's looking out the window again.
I know. Well, he scored.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's got a haircut. He looks almost like a real human being.
Did he score because of the haircut?
I don't know. Did you score because of the haircut? Was the haircut before? Or I'm guessing that the haircut came after this person showed interest in you.
I haven't scored yet.
Bashful and shy.
No, yet.
We should send him out as like a teddy bear alternative. Like a, you know, if you've grown too old for your teddy bear, then we should send him out as a prize.
A Nelly.
Yeah, and you can knock the stuffing out of him. Would you like that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I just don't like his attitude generally. If it kills me, if it's the last thing I do, I'll make sure you never get a job in this business again.
Thank you.
I'll go around and tell everybody that you've worked on this show. That should kill it. Okay, and Frank Sinatra's dead. Do we have any Frank music?
I don't think that would be appropriate.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it's sad occasion.
Oh, it's not that sad. I mean, the guy was so old and he was so ill. Everybody was expecting it anyway. It's not like, somebody you weren't expecting to die. It's not like Michael Bolton died. Imagine how sad that would be if Michael Bolton died, for instance.
It would be very sad.
Yeah.
To his millions of fans.
His million of fan. His vast, audience.
I'm sure his hairdresser would be very upset.
He would just about kill himself. Oh, dear. So what are we talking about?
Hello?
Andy, you better get answering those, because I'm absolutely serious about this. Unless... all the lines are ringing now, but I don't see... actual topics up there. Put topics up there. Speak to these people. I'm not going to... and the presents I've got, I'm just like dole these out willy-nilly. Actual real jelly beans. If I like your call, we're not going to have like the best call of the show or anything like that. I'm going to send you a jelly bean in the post of the colour of my choice. There's all sorts of different ones. There's blue and orange and brown. The brown, you know what the brown one looks like? Imagine a brown jelly bean.
Don't.
I wonder if it tastes like it.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
I'm not stepping in it, that's for sure.
You are stepping over it.
Is that Carol on line 12?
Apparently.
Carol?
Hello?
Carol.
Hello?
Carol, can I put you on hold?
Oh,
yes. I've been wanting to do that my whole life. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we'll have Carol McGiffin on the air.
Hello, who's this? This is Talk Radio. We call 0500 1053 89 now. Nick Abbott.
What am I going to do with this after the show's over?
Give it away.
No way, I'm not giving this away. My shaking plum.
I think you have given it away once already, but we just didn't send it to anyone.
Yeah. Every time you hear on the air that we're sending stuff away, and this applies to the station as a whole, you know, including the car. This is all, it's all just made up. We don't actually do it. What do you think? We are nuts? What do you think this is? We're running a charity over here? This is not Oxfam. This is an actual business. You're coming here looking for presents? Gifts you want from us now?
The car was a good prize, but not as good as the prizes on this show.
Hello, Carol.
Hello, Nick. Are you all right?
Yeah.
What was that noise? We were supposed to have a drink this week, weren't we?
Yeah, but where you were away. You go away. What a lifestyle you have, man.
I had to go away.
You work 2 days a week.
No, I don't.
For £350,000 a year. And you spend the rest of the week just spending it on food and drink and taking holidays to exotic locations. Where were you this week? Make us
don't
sick.
Don't say that I earn that. There'll be a riot.
£350,000 for two stinking days' work. And all over the building, they're agreeing with you.
I'm so annoying. I've been in Mallorca.
You haven't?
I have.
You went to Mallorca?
Well, you went to Spain, didn't you, for 5 days? You didn't. I only went for 4 days. I went on Monday and came back last night. Well, it's so easy, isn't it?
You're unbelievable. You really are. What a light. You don't know you're born.
I do. I'm suffering at the moment. I'm really seriously suffering. There's so many things wrong. I just can't bear it.
What, with you?
No, in the world.
Oh, wrong with the world.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about the arms to Sierra Leone. I'm really concerned about that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Do you know what I'm concerned about? The fact that I can't go out because my area where I live is absolutely teeming with revolting, gloating Arsenal supporters. I can't bear it.
Who do you support?
Spurs. Well, it was Spurs until this week, and I met some Arsenal
Aston Villa people.
And now an Aston Villa supporter.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, I'm not really a football supporter because I'm a Tottenham supporter, but it's all a bit horrible because they're singing football fans around here, and all the Newcastle supporters around here as well.
But what's your address again?
Nickers, it's hell. I'm in hell. I can hear them.
I don't understand why they would be up at your neck of the woods. You live in the poshest part of northernmost London.
So do you.
Yeah, but I live posher than you, actually.
Actually, you live in a posher bit than I do.
I am much more, but then I work 7 days a week.
Yes, you do.
And I still don't earn as much as you do.
That's rubbish. I'm so annoying. You know that's not true. And anyway, also, I can't bear it when you come on and you say, it's my penultimate show. It's like, do you know how that makes me feel?
Right.
I mean...
No!
Stop doing that, it's so annoying!
I'm so annoying!
No, you're so annoying!
I'm so annoying!
Stop doing it! Now, listen, do you know how that makes me feel?
Yeah.
You know when they have, you know they slow-mo scenes in films when people are being shot or dying and like a loved one is, the film is watching a loved one dying, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then they slow-mo it down and then you see the person who's watching the death go, no! Do you know what I mean?
You did that really well.
And every time you say, it's my penultimate show, I go, no! Do you know what I understand?
Oh, did you just, did a chunk just leave your mouth? It felt like there was some sort of glottal stop there. Was there a part of your lunch that you almost yodeled up?
That's disgusting.
I know, you disgust me.
Well, I can't believe it, you know, this is your, I just, you know.
One more to go. Suffer.
I can tell.
Yarch.
I can tell it's your second to last show. Do you know why?
Because I'm going stir crazy.
Because you've gone mad. You're telling people we didn't give away the car. We did.
No, you didn't give away the car. Did
you? You can't say that, because there have been millions of letters of complaint and people alleging...
Oh, people understand that this is just show business.
There's no business. Nickers, which studio are you in?
The brown one. I don't know. What studio am I in? The West Wing.
Is this the one that we used to do a show together in?
Yes.
Oh.
I much prefer it in here. I don't like the other one, because people can peer in at you. This is like this little hermit. I've become quite at home here.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so squalid, I'd live here.
There's something wrong with the phone, though, because every time you speak and then I speak, it goes bleep, and I can't hear your last word.
What kind of a phone are you using, by the way?
Hey, it's not my phone. It's the system there that's going...
Oh, the screwed-up system here? Well, that was Yuri Geller did that.
Well, how come Yuri Geller didn't let Newcastle win the FA Cup today?
Have you seen Yuri Geller's place? He had his place, somebody went round and took pictures. He must earn more money than even you do. Blimey, he lives in Buckingham Palace. I've never seen anything like it. Paul Raymond doesn't have a house that big.
No, he lives in bad taste, Buckingham Palace. Have you seen it? Oh, have you seen the pictures in OK Magazine of Henry Dent Brocklehurst and his new wife, Lily Maltese?
There's a person called Lily Maltese?
Yeah.
Oh, you're joking?
What?
I don't believe you.
This is the woman who was supposed to have been upstaged by Liz Hurley at her wedding.
Right. I was aware that people were getting married, but all I saw was, what's her name, with the legs and the spangly knickers. And she said,
Yeah, that's Liz Hurley. She upstaged the bride, apparently.
Yeah, did she ever? And she said, oh, well, my knickers showing?
Yeah, because I always wear spangly knickers with diamante fronts on.
That's right, yeah.
No, she was supposed to have upstaged Lily Maltese, and Liz Hurley's statement to The Sun said that I didn't upstage her. She looked absolutely beautiful, as you will see in the pictures that they sold to OK, surely for a huge amount of money, even more than I earn in a year. And I went in the supermarket today and I saw the pictures. Oh, my God. I know you don't know who these people are, but... People are quite interested in this.
Oh, nobody's interested in all this high society falutin stuff. That's the rarefied atmosphere that you move in, dear. We are as normal people. We don't know any of that sort of business.
No, unfortunately, they are. No, people are interested in that. Otherwise, OK Magazine wouldn't pay people like that, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds for their pictures, would they?
Is there a magazine called OK?
Oh, Nickers, stop playing the fool.
I mean... Are they serious? There's a Hello magazine and now there's an OK magazine. What's next? Hi.
No, bye.
Or no, it'll be, for the society pages, it'll be a Yar magazine.
Or for the youth, it'll be Yo.
Yo, 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 mother. Does your mother listen to your show?
What? Does my mother listen to your show?
To your show? Talking about yo mother.
Yeah, my mother listens to my show. No, she doesn't. She's a lazy old cow. She never gets out of bed before 10 o'clock.
I can't believe I just heard that on the radio.
She doesn't.
Where did you go on holiday?
Mallorca.
Is that by the seaside?
It was by the seaside, yeah.
Well, it was? What, you moved it, you mean?
Well, the first place I stayed at was on the seaside, but the second place wasn't. It was in the mountains.
You've got a two-centre holiday.
Yeah.
In whenever you say that. You crack me up. Whenever you say things that I've got on my keep, like you just said, I just can't take you seriously at all. I'm sorry about
what,
that.
What, like
but...
you ever do?
No.
I know you don't. Yeah, I had a two-star. What's wrong with that?
And five-star all the way, I'm guessing. You took a tent? I don't think so.
No, it was four-star and then five-star. And tell you what, I was a little bit disappointed because... Well, the first hotel was brilliant, and I bumped into some rowdy football types, and we had a bit of a laugh.
Go have a laugh, innit?
We had a laugh, I'll tell you. And then, so I moved away to go somewhere a little bit more restful. And this hotel I went to is quite well known. It's quite, you know, quite famous and quite expensive. And famous people have stayed there, you know, like Princess Diana stayed there. Lots of other people. And I went there, I was a little bit disappointed, actually. I mean, there was no, There was no minibar.
Blimey. Now we are getting to the nuts and bolts of the problem here. Lack of
booze.
That's what I thought. Yeah, listen, Kev's having a major fit in there.
Oh,
he wants us to go to a break.
Have a break. All right, well, I've got to go anyway, because I think I might venture out into the streets, even though I might punch an Arsenal fan.
Oh, please don't go upsetting people like last time when I was at a pub with you and you almost had a fight with a nightmare woman from Essex in the white stiletto shoes. I wasn't going to come in there and save you.
I didn't start that, she
did. Oh, please, stop raking over the past.
It was her fault.
Mm-hmm.
It was all over a mobile phone. Actually, I don't own a mobile phone anymore, Nickers. Can you believe that?
You don't?
No, I lost it in Mallorca. And I'm thinking of not buying another one because I read all the scare stories this week about how they cause horrible things in your head.
Oh, blimey. There's nothing in your head to cause horrible things to, so don't worry about it. You just go ahead and dial.
Thanks very much. We'll go for a drink this week, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll call you on Monday.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Okay, have a good penultimate show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
no!
it was Carol McGiffin, next to whom I feel like a failure.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
So I'm going to send, I like that call. She's always great. I'm going to send Carol a jelly bean in the post. I better open these right now. I'm not kidding about this. I went out and bought some jelly beans with my own actual real money. Not even thinking that I was going to get recompense from the company. Because, you know, to go through finance, I couldn't be bothered. Can you imagine how long I'd have to wait? Yeah, why do we have plates from the Blues restaurant in our kitchen?
Oh, hold on a second.
No, seriously, and they look like expensive plates too. I can remember at the other place, we had a party one night and there's this really posh restaurant in the square that we're in. And they made the mistake of putting these really nice, plush, kind of fabric-covered chairs outside on the pavement. And like idiots, they left them there quite late at night with nobody actually outside. And everybody steamed, because they're a bit menu over there.
You don't say.
And everybody steamed back after the pub and nicked the chairs. For why? You know, we got chairs coming out of our noses in that building. But they just thought it would be a good idea because they're all, you know, kids. And so they must, yeah, and these chairs must have been like £500 each. These were really expensive chairs, and they just picked them up and just walked away with them, like, you know, like they were traffic cones. Yay, let's have these. And I think sheepishly, under threat of prosecution, they gave them back. So there's a restaurant in London's poshest Soho called the Blues Bar and Grill, something like that, isn't it? Which they used to do this great deal on Mondays and Tuesdays. We get three courses for £10. And it used to be fabulous, but then they closed for a refit for about a month. And I used to go there like about once a week because it was a phenomenal deal. And of course, I don't earn the kind of money that Carol earns, so I have to watch my pennies. Pinch and scrimp and save. And then I went back after the refit, and I think they had a change of chef or something, and the stuff that they served me up was like, ugh, I thought. So I'm not going there again. But no, they have these big plates, huge, and they're stamped Blues on them like that. And of course, they present them to you with the name, like foremost. So you see it right there, enormous, like about 15 inches across. How big do you think 15 inches is, Kev?
Oh,
you're way off, man. Like,
it's about that big, isn't
not
it?
Not even close.
All right, we'll remember that. Is that closer?
And so I look, because I brought some squalid food from a local supermarket that you have to heat up. And just before I did the show, and I'm looking at, in there for a plate, and we've got plates from the Blues restaurant. What is that about? I mean, I can understand taking ashtrays, because, you know, if they're nice, if they're sort of like collectible little things, and because you go to a restaurant, and you get presented with a bill, and it's £100, and you think, blimey, I want more than just food, you know, because you know what food becomes. So you want an actual solid memento of the occasion and the vast bill, so you'd nick an ashtray along with the little book of matches. But a plate, I mean, for a start, it's going to be dirty. So what do they do? Like, are people, I mean, you know, as a cost-saving measure, I can think of better ways of saving money than going to restaurants and nicking their plates. Is that policy in the building?
No, it isn't, but I'm drinking some water out of a pint glass, and we've never bought a pint glass here, so that probably came back from a pub or something.
I think we better check the all the new computer equipment that we've got in the building, what's that area right there?
That's the programming department.
Right, in the programming department. You better turn those upside down, because they're probably, property of IBM or British Telecom, something like that.
Could be.
I'm going to go to the news without taking a single call, and I don't care, because it's my penultimate show. We've done half an hour. Oh, no, that's not... okay. Right, that wouldn't work, because we've already taken one call, haven't we? And that was Carol.
Does she count?
Can she count? Well, that's a really offensive thing to say. I mean, I know that she's, three sandwiches short of a picnic, but...
No, no sheep.
But can she count? How dare you? She's a well-respected broadcaster on this station. She's much more important to this organization than you are. That's for damn sure.
Are you trying to get me into trouble, man?
Sitting in your tiny little room, perched on your comedy stool. How you manage to keep your balance on that tiny little surface area is absolutely beyond me.
I perch very well.
Are suction pads involved?
I'm not even going to get into this. Oh, here comes the news. Thank goodness.
Saved by the news. Okay, well, there's all the manner and various things. We've got Frank Sinatra, Cats, The Game, Saturday Night TV, a bloke who's just got into local radio and wants tips, and the film Deep Impact. All of that and less on the Nicky Abbott Show. Okay, stuff that lost in translation. Actual signs in foreign hotels and restaurants that lose something in translation. In a Paris hotel elevator, please leave your values at the front desk. In a Bangkok cleaners, drop your trousers here for best results. And in a Hong Kong supermarket, for your convenience, we recommend courteous, efficient self-service.
You're listening to Talk Radio, the conversation of the nation.
Okay, what was that list of performers again? What are they insulting the world leaders with?
Music.
Well, who was it? You weren't listening, were you? I was barely listening myself.
We'll have to listen to news.
The news doesn't come from the building, does it? Call her up and ask her who the... no, seriously, call her up. I want the list of the people that are performing in Birmingham. I mean, not only do they have to go to Birmingham for crying out loud, they must have been freaking out. Like, all the world, the most important people in the world, and they're all going to get together for a little chinwag, which is basically just, an excuse for all the people that surround them to go and have a little jolly, because it's not just eight guys. It's probably, that is the weakest looking tea I've ever seen in my life. What is that, water and milk?
That's what you want, isn't it?
Don't go away, let me taste this, boy.
Leave him alone, he scored.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. That's probably too strong for you, isn't it?
Oh, it'll do.
Oh, he likes it.
it's the thousands of flunkies and hangers-on and the people that go before them and, the people that walk behind them, fanning their cheeks so they don't get too warm. That's what this is all for, they just thought, hey, great, let's go to Britain land. And Tony says, okay, let's go to Birmingham. And they all went, we've got something on this weekend, actually. Birmingham, they sent them to. Am I saying anything controversial yet? And so they painted Birmingham green for the purpose, because ordinarily it's like this really depressing shade of grey. So they painted it green so that it would look nice. It's like the Queen. Everywhere she goes, there's the smell of paint. And I believe that they painted the grass green for Princess Di once, didn't they? There was this big hoo-ha.
Brouhaha.
Hoo-ha. That they, it was Prince Charles, that's right, because of his lean, green, confident,
conservation?
Nope.
Concubine.
He has a lean, green concubine.
No,
I didn't know that. What's her name?
No, he doesn't.
No, I think he did.
No.
Yeah, absolutely, that's what split them up in the first place.
Okay, of all the people to be sued by, the royal family is not high on my list.
They're not going to sue me. They'll probably just have me killed. They do that.
And on that note, talk radio satellite weather tonight.
Oh, we're going to do the weather now. Mm. Oh, cool. I enjoy this part.
Tonight, a cloudy night for Scotland, Northern
Ireland. Wait a minute, I'm not ready yet. Where are my notes? Cloudy, you say? Cloudy. Well, that's good, because when it gets cloudy overnight, then that means that the heat stays in. Yes?
A cloudy night for Scotland and Northern Ireland with a chance of local drizzle.
I forgot to go during the news.
And mist.
I'm misty.
Wales and England.
Where?
I don't know. I was going to say...
Wales? Blimey, you want to learn to speak proper, mate.
Like what you do. Wales and England will remain clear, it will be breezy.
Oh, that damn bird outside my window, by the way, it's gone. It might, like Nelly the elephant over here, it must have scored too, because I think it was looking for a mate. Do you whistle when you look for a mate, Nelly? You wave your trunk around and honk?
Although
you hate this, don't you? I mean, you really, really... I mean, you know, I know you're taking it, like, you know, with an amusing giggle, but you absolutely hate this when I put you on the spot, don't you? Be honest.
She might be listening.
Oh, she listens to this? You told her where you work?
Yeah.
Oh, now he's trying to score by telling her who Kev is.
You're pretending to be me, aren't you?
It works every time.
Yes.
It doesn't work. It'll be breezy in places anyway. Some coastal areas will also experience fog.
Fog?
Yes.
I haven't got fog.
Maximum temperature.
Can it not be missed?
I'm misty.
No, it's fog. Maximum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of...
Minimum.
4 degrees.
We need that on this here thing.
Oh, sorry.
I know we haven't got any room on this page. On the weather page, we ain't got no room for the...
Ian already uses it.
Well, that's okay. I'll just nick it off him and pretend that it was me who was using it all along. God knows people do that about this show.
Not on this station.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Tomorrow, if after a cloudy start, it'll be another warm...
Wait a minute, what was the temperature?
4 degrees.
Close. Everybody.
Tomorrow.
Have we taken any calls yet?
No, tomorrow after a cloudy start.
Let's do the whole show without taking a single stinking call. I hate these callers anyway. Most of these callers suck.
Yeah, Tim in Dudley has been hanging on for 34 minutes.
I know, what an idiot. I bet his call's crap, too.
After a cloudy start, it'll be another warm,
summertime, isn't it great? It just makes you glad to be alive, doesn't it? It almost makes it all worthwhile.
Going to a barbecue tomorrow.
Barbecue, really?
Mm-hmm. In the summertime.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
That's all right. It's not mine. I was having one, obviously.
Well, you're only allowed to go on your own, are you?
No.
Not allowed to bring any friends to this barbecue.
Well,
it's singles only, is it? Pathetic single people is what this barbecue is for, is it?
I'm allowed to bring friends, yes. The southeast of England was...
Oh!
I'm kidding! It was a joke!
Oh, yeah, right. And you are after next week's show, you're fired from this show.
Yeah, too late. I quit. The southeast of England will be slightly cooler.
It's too darn hot.
Cooler than elsewhere.
It's too darn hot.
7 minutes past eight. This is Talk Radio. I'm Mark Allen. With patchy clouds and breezy conditions present throughout the day. Maximum temperature.
Yes?
A maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature.
Watch my cue.
16 degrees.
What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
I don't know. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
You can explain what it is that's going on here. We would love to hear from you.
I'd like to comment on the smuttiness of your show. I am astounded it's taken you so long.
You think you're funny, but you ain't.
Ain't? It's not ain't, dear. It's not. Can't speak proper like what I do.
Do you remember last week I told you about my cat and he'd gone missing and I was shaking his treats?
Shaking his treats, really? Did you have them removed by the vet? Hello?
Why have you put me on the air?
Management are thinking that about this whole show. I'm flipping through Hello magazine on the air. Somebody stop me! Hello? That was the new single from The Prodigy.
Hey, Nick, then.
Okay, sick boy's gone to the kitchen or to heave. over some soft furnishings, his speciality. So Nelly's taken over the phones. If you receive it, what?
Singing.
If you get through, I mean, I know they're all busy at the moment, but if you get through, be nice to him. He's completely shagged out at the moment, having scored over the weekend, because he mentioned Kev's name.
The balls have dropped.
I think the humour is draining from his face.
Oh, dear.
Does she actually listen to this show?
I don't know.
Have you discussed where you work?
Not talking.
What was her name again?
Oh, I forget.
She's French, isn't she?
Oh, no.
She has a pierced tongue.
Yeah, she has a pierced tongue. Oh. You know what that's good for.
Hey, listen, Buster, don't you try hiding. I've been through this every week for the past 3 months.
He's left the building.
Well, that's good. Oh, but he's left with his head.
Hey, isn't it a rollover week, a rollover thing?
It is. You can win 13 million big ones.
Oh, I'm going to win so much money tonight. Seriously, I'm going to win so much money tonight. And if I win 13 million tonight, I'm going to give each and every one of you a jelly bean.
Oh, you're spoiling us.
Thank you.
Presenter, he's spoiling us.
Yes. Mm. So have you got the things?
Yes. What is going on here tonight?
I don't know. We've only taken one stinking call so far, and it was from Carol, who works here, so it doesn't even count as a call. She might as well have been in the studio, and we've been doing a show together. Not, and all of these people, God bless you, you've all been waiting for almost every single one of them waiting over 30 minutes. God bless these people. I mean, you know, if stupidity was gold and we bottled it, we'd be millionaires.
God bless them, everyone.
I know. And I did mention this at the beginning of the show, and I will mention it frequently.
Oh, thank you.
For listening, and because the graph-wise, we're bulging. Yeah, am I right? We are bulging. I'm bulging right now, as a matter of fact. Any of you bulging in there right now? Of course, not Nelly. He's all spent.
No, look, excuse me. I've been through all this. It's about time somebody else got it, so to speak. Two.
Huh?
Two.
Oh. Because I've got two numbers. I got two lines, okay? Because it's a rollover, I'm going to double my money.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break soon, so can we get through this quick?
I'm
going to
double my chance of losing a pound. Just thought I might get that in straight away. I am a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Two, not on either line. How is that possible, by the way?
Four.
Damn it. I mean, you choose all of these numbers. Four? No.
Six.
Six. Ooh. Wait a minute, two and four and six. These are all early numbers. This game is fixed. No. Are you serious?
Oh, ten.
Ten. No.
34.
What? What?
I'm 34. I don't make these up.
30. Are we going numerically now?
No, we're going in reverse order.
Oh, don't make me come in there and slap you.
34.
So, all of the numbers before 10, and then suddenly we're jumping to 34. What happened to all the numbers in the middle? Yeah, you see what I mean when I say that this game is fixed?
It's not fixed.
Isn't it?
No. 34.
34. No.
44.
Oh, I hate this game.
The bonus ball?
Oh, please, for once in your life. Keep your bonus ball to yourself.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Yeah.
21. 21.
21.
The Larch.
And the next object is a gonk. A gonk. So we've got the new news about that the G8 summit. Not only did they have to go to Birmingham for crying out loud, which they painted specially for it. Supposedly had to drag them kicking and screaming to go there. But then they sat them in front of All Saints and Chumbawamba. Oh, my God. And the Russian president says he can't see, he can't watch, he needs to go, he needs to go away. We're not too clear where, did he leave instantly? Did he catch the plane immediately when they told him that it was All Saints? All Saints, they did that one, didn't they? Can you imagine the insult of the G8 leaders being presented with this?
Gina G8.
Is this what this is?
Yeah.
Gina G. She's got one of those DJ names. I should call myself Nikki A. Hey, DJ. They're all still waiting. So All Saints and Chumbawamba. Chumbawamba are there all right because they've got their politics and they've been going for such a long time now. My brother, who used to be an anarchist, you know all teenagers want to be an anarchist for about 15 minutes when they're, you know, a teenager? That's when teenagers are teenagers, usually, when they're teenagers. And they, you know, they're a Marxist one day and they're an anarchist the next. And they usually sort of skip past the fascist phase, which is good. He was always going on to me about Chumbawamba, and there were, and I was like, they looked like people who would ask you for spare change, please. But then they had that one hit, and now they're through the roof, and,
except
John Prescott loves them.
Mm.
But All Saints, oh, really? I mean, they're that band that pretend that they're from Brooklyn, yo, yo, yo. They're even worse than this lot.
Yo!
Okay, let's take some of these calls now and stop mucking about, right? We're going to do a show proper like professionals. Here's a bloke called Tim in Dudley. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
You've been waiting the longest. You've been waiting over 40 minutes to get on this stinking show. This call better be great.
Okay, can I have got the young game, please?
Oh, can I put you on hold?
No.
We were going to have the butt game. A lot of people saying the word butt, but of course Kev with his busy schedule couldn't get that ready for us.
No. We're saving it deliberately for next week when we have the ultimate prize.
Like I said before, Kev, with his busy schedule, couldn't be bothered to get off his...
It's in development, but we have...
In development.
Next
week, blimey.
The ultimate prize.
You should be a lawyer that checks in the post. Of course I wore one.
Ooh.
You want to play the game? All right, let's get rid of you really quick because your phone bill must be going through the roof. It being free and all. easy.
Is that Tommy Boyd?
Is it Tommy Boyd? You've been waiting 40-some minutes, and Tommy Boyd was your first answer. It's incorrect. You're a loser, baby, so why don't we kill you? Tim.
Why not?
Well, is there a good reason why we shouldn't kill you?
Well, I don't know.
Can you think of one good reason why we shouldn't have you killed right now? He said. Somebody get the contract man on the phone, tell him that finance will send the check as usual, and get him over to Tim's place, because he is a loser baby, so we're going to have him killed. Is there anything wrong with that?
Absolutely not.
Not. Time to say goodbye, Tim.
No.
No. Well.
Here's Elizabeth from Cheddar.
Good evening, Nick.
Good evening, Elizabeth from Cheddar. How are you, dear?
How's everybody keeping up there, all right?
I don't know. Let's check. How's everybody keeping up there, all
right?
All right.
Yeah. Shame about Flash and Archer, wasn't it?
Well, not really. I mean, I'm not happy that he's dead, of course. To me, I love Frank. The best album Frank ever did, Come Dance With Me. That is one of the best albums ever made in the history. And it's on one of those cheap releases at the moment. I think if you speed to your local CD store, I think it's $9.99. Now that he's dead, of course, they'll repress it, put a couple of extra tracks on it, and they'll sell it at $15.99. So get it now. Frank Sinatra, Come Dance With Me. It's the one where he's on the cover in that little sort of green hat that he's got, and he's winking, and he's like crooking his finger, like as in, come dance with me. It's just beyond brilliant. But no, it wasn't wasn't a surprise that he died, for a start. I mean, he's been ill for a long time. And also, it kind of saves the embarrassment of him releasing another album, because the last album that he did with Duets, or whatever that thing was, when he did that thing with Bongo, Bongo and the Hedge from U2. Oh, really embarrassing. I mean, as great as he used to be, quite possibly the greatest interpreter of song in modern music, the man just couldn't sing in later life. I mean, that's what happens to your voice. And he just went on too long.
Nick? You still there?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'll ring next week then. I'll give somebody else to go on now because people have been waiting a long time, haven't they?
Well, was that it?
About Fresh and Archer, and I checked me scratch card tonight, so I missed that because I've been on O's for over and half an hour. Then what card that was come on?
How much money do you spend on this a week?
I'm ringing up from a private phone.
Obviously an answer to my question. How much money do you spend on the lottery each week, Elizabeth?
The scratch cards, nothing. I don't do the lottery, do I? Because I just do the scratch cards. They only cost me £2 each, and I got about 6 winning tickets.
Okay, well, the scratch cards are part of the same whole thing. So how many scratch cards do you buy a week?
Bob, I bought 4 the other day and won a tenner.
Yeah.
£4.
Mm-hmm.
Bought 40 every week, now won nothing.
So it's about 4 a week?
About 4 a week, I reckon. I can't afford to buy more at a time, it's too expensive.
And
waste of money, really.
But you're a born-again Christian, right?
Yeah.
Who disagrees with gambling?
That is, I'm stopping gambling, I'm cutting down on it. You can still gamble now and again, because Jesus said, enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah.
I'm
off
your medication, Nick.
You're off your... I know you are.
I'm off your medication, yeah.
And is that like, you're off your medication for good now?
For life now, but yeah. Anyway, I'll say bye then, Nick.
Okay.
And I'll bring next week, all right?
All right.
Bye then.
It was Elizabeth from Cheddar. She gives me huge amounts of happiness.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
To me, it's like a higher power, you know, that kind of works through other people.
Yo, 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 mama.
My mother listened to the show last week.
Did she?
She was appalled.
What was wrong with it last week?
She said, she's going to hate me talking about this.
Uh-huh.
It was very rude.
Really?
And I think she was slightly disturbed at the fact that you were discussing various aspects of my private life, which perhaps, you know, I hadn't discussed with her on the air. So, you know, she said, could we calm it down a little bit? So tonight we've done that.
So she was in shock last week. Like that. Doesn't deserve a round of applause. Is that what she said?
No, it's just, you know, your mother doesn't like when you're rude.
Smutty, no, she doesn't like smuttiness, no.
Smutty?
Happiness, yes. Not smuttiness.
Well, can you fax those, please, now? Thanks. Well, my mother doesn't like this program now.
Well, it wasn't that bad. Oh. I mean, it was all in the great tradition of British comedy. I mean, think of every great... Not that I'm saying I'm a great British comedian, but like all of the greats, right? Frankie Howard, the Carry On people, Sidney James.
Sid James wasn't British.
Well, whatever. We took him as one of our own. Benny Hill. You know, the whole lot. It's all smut. That's what it's all about. And we love it. Of course we do. That's the national sense of humour. Smuttiness. Even Ken Dodd wasn't averse. I've been blessed with more than his fair share.
Yes, indeed.
Of smuttiness.
Get Ken Dodd on the phone.
Yeah, get Ken Dodd on the phone.
We're serious. Get Ken Dodd on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. I need my taxes done.
Now, why are you laughing? Get Ken Dodd on the phone.
Right away, sir.
Or you'll never work in this station again.
Yeah, or you'll never work in this town again. Here's a person called Bernie in London. Hello.
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 Hello. I'm phoning about cats.
Cats?
Yeah. That woman who phoned last week about her cat that got lost. And,
oh, yeah.
What you have to do is put butter on their paws.
What?
And then when they go out, they know how to come back home again because they follow the trail.
That is by far the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. You put butter on a cat's paw for a start, it'll lick it off.
Yeah, I know, but they can't lick it all off.
It'll follow the scent of butter?
It's true. I've tried it.
Oh, please. Well, how could you possibly have tried it? I mean, how do you know?
Well, because I've got two cats.
Yeah. And how do you know that it didn't find its way? I mean, where's the control in this experiment?
Well, it just works. I mean, you know, it beats kind of shaking, rattling tins of cat food and things like that. Especially when they're little, when they're kittens. But, I mean, usually when they get older, they can find their own way home anyway. If they don't come home, they just don't want to.
And do you just take the butter out of the fridge? And you keep butter in a little butter dish in the fridge?
No, I just keep it in the packet.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I don't put it in the
butter
dish.
Oh, that's revolting, Bernie. No, seriously, because when you get to the bottom of the packet, then you've punched holes in the little foil paper thing, and the outside of the papers has got all the slimy butter all over it.
Well, it depends on how you butter, you know, how you put the butter on the knife. Well, okay, if you're going to poke it about, then yeah, it's going to get, you know, all ragged and horrible.
Now, do you draw the blade a perpendicular and across it, or do you slice it?
No, I don't slice it.
Do you kind of dig it in and make a little valley in the butter?
Gently, I suppose. Scrape's not a very nice word.
Stroke.
But, yeah.
You gently stroke the butter with your knife.
Yeah.
Your mother is not going to like this, Kev. You see what she's doing? Bernie is now dragging this show down into the toilet.
And can you cut her off, please?
Actually, talking about Kev's mother.
And do you just take the cat in one hand and the pat of butter in the other and just like stick it on its paws and then like wrap it up and put it back in the fridge? Oh, that is the most revolting thing I've ever heard.
No, you don't.
You disgust me, Bernie.
You get germs.
But please don't put butter on your cat's paws. I mean, just don't listen to what this woman is telling you. I'm beginning to think that you're a little bit, you know what I mean? I mean, this whole thing about, I mean, how many cats have you got in your house? About 50, 60 cats,
no,
something
I've got
like
two
that?
Cats.
Crawling
I mean,
all
no
over
more,
everything.
It's no more stranger than, you know, putting a glass over a spider, because that's how I deal with spiders.
Oh, she's got one of these glass over the spider freaks.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
So I've got a mental image of you there at home, Bernie, with your 50, 60 cats and like little glasses, like dotted everywhere with little spiders on it. Do you torment the spiders? You come up and like flick the glasses like this and keep them there till they shrivel up and die?
Yeah, I pull their legs off one at a time.
One at a time, that's right.
Yeah.
You're a very scary individual, and we're glad to have you on our side. Better inside the tent than outside. You know?
Sure.
Thanks a lot, Bernie.
Okay,
bye. Hey, would you like a jelly bean? Oh, she's gone. I have to give I'm going to start doing this. I've got hundreds of jelly beans now. I'm going to send one jelly bean to each caller I like.
Can
just
I
one.
Have one?
No.
Why?
Well, I don't like you.
Oh, you're just saying that because I said you weren't my friend.
Here is a call in London. Hello, Adrian.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's all right. I want to talk about Deep Impact.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
The film Deep Impact?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about the film?
I just want to say that I like, I'm a bit morbid and I like films like that. But one thing I hate is at the end, they...
Oh, yeah, right, at the end. Like, this is one of these great Hollywood blockbusters, and he's going to tell us what happened at the end. I think we don't need to go to another page. We have the correct button up already. Deep Impact is going to be one of the big blockbusters of the summer. It costs about £100 million to make, and he's busy on hold to tell us about what happens at the end of the film.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so...
So, during the film,
hello?
Yes?
All right then, another thing I'll say.
And another thing.
Yeah, how come comets always go towards America, or... like aliens always land in New York, or Armageddon always starts in Washington? It's stupid.
That's a good question.
Why doesn't it happen in like Iran?
Well, I would sit at home on a Saturday night in the corner of your squalid little flat, you know, with your knees hunched up against your chest, with the lights off, and think about that a lot, Adrian, because that's going to make you popular.
But you know what the big film's going to be this summer, don't you?
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Yeah. Exactly.
Godzilla. God damn it. Is that coming this summer?
It is. Have you got any preview tickets yet?
No.
Oh, well, can I have one of them when you get some?
Well, they usually come in ones.
Twos? I get twos.
Pardon?
I get twos.
Really?
And I'm not going to go any further because I don't want to get into trouble with my mum.
There you go. Here's Dale in Northampton. Hello.
Hello there, Nick. Nick, I was just going to say, you'd be probably pretty popular on death row, actually, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd cheer them all up, yeah.
Well, no, I was just going to say that you'd say, hold for 5 years. I know I'm on, my mother's just telling me that I'm on the radio.
Tell her, shut up.
Shut up. Nick, I was going to say, I'm actually in local radio at the moment. Can you close the door, please? Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, I've already said that bit. I got told off. I was let out on the air, and I got told off my... I pronounced Weymouth as Weymouth rather than Weymouth. And they said, I'm sorry, until you practice that and get that right, oh, we can't let you back on.
What?
Yeah, and what, I just wondered if you...
Wait a minute, back up. You said Weymouth.
Instead of Weymouth.
It's not Weymouth.
Well, the last bit of it is mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's pronounced Muth.
It's like, how would you say Great Yarmouth, for instance?
How would I say Great Yarmouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, Great Yarmouth. Not Great Yarmouth. You want to get you want to get your mouther in there to teach you how to talk proper.
Well, this is what I mean, but, you know...
What radio station is this? Let's name them and shame them.
Let's not. I've got a good job there, and I quite enjoy it at the moment, just in case anyone is listening.
And what do you do on the air?
Well, they put me on the travel and bits and pieces like that, you know.
This is the good job you've just been describing, that you do the travel
well,
and bits and pieces.
You've got to start somewhere. Where did you start?
You're a gopher, in other words. You go and get people coffee and tea and stuff.
Well, what, you start off right at the top then, didn't you?
Of course. I started in national radio, man.
Oh, that's what I meant to say to you. I actually once worked at a certain big chain store company, and a girl there said that her dad worked with you. Mark Wesley, does that ring a bell?
No.
Luxembourg?
Mark Wesley. You know, it was so very long ago. Was he a DJ?
Yeah, he's a DJ on the... actually, he's now doing, like, jingles and that type of thing somewhere in Cambridge at the moment now.
I don't know if I saw him. Faces, I'm okay with. Names, just like, it's just in one ear and out the other. And I know that's... and it offends people when I forget who they are, but I'm very sorry, it's not personal, but it's just that I have no memory.
Oh, well. Nick, where are you going from here?
Away.
are you like, what are you going to do your week now? You've got 2.5 hours spare in it.
Yeah, I know. I'll probably pick up a job in a bar somewhere, like
that's
cleaning ashtrays or something, yes.
All right, well, thanks for putting me on hold.
Hey, no worries.
I'll speak to you next week,
okay,
maybe.
Good luck in with your future career. What kind of a radio presenter do you want to be? How old are you?
21.
21, and by the time you're 30, where do you want to be?
Above you. That's not,
well,
that's
literally
not
or
sense,
figuratively?
Sorry?
Above me.
But I'm not like that.
But I'm at the bottom of the pile.
You are?
Absolutely at the bottom of the pile.
The hell am I now then?
You're not on the pile yet.
Oh right, so I've got to
You're in the outskirts of the pile.
Okay then. Right, I'll think about that in the next few weeks.
Well, the best of luck in your future career, and remember, this business sucks.
Show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing. But not. Actually. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, timing is the essence of this business, man. Go!
Right, I'm gone, man, like you are.
Here is one in London. Hello, Tony. I swear to God, he's been waiting almost an hour to do that. What a pathetic, sad existence he must have. Dagenham, hello, Ruth.
Hi, Nicholas, how are you?
Fine.
Good. You still eating your jelly beans?
I've only eaten one so far, so I'm going to give these... I keep forgetting to give them away. Will you remind me to do it? What kind of colour jelly bean would you like?
A red one.
A red one.
Mm.
They're called Very Cherry. I'm going to take
very
one out.
Cherry. Mm.
Very Cherry.
Mm.
I'm going to take one out. I'm going to lick it.
Oh, personally licked one.
Personally licked by me, that's right.
Can you pass it round so all of them lick it?
Oh, well, that's just disgusting, Ruth. And then I'm going to send this to you in an envelope. And I swear I will actually do this. I'm going to send you a red one in an envelope.
Oh, you sweetheart.
So don't hang up.
No, I won't hang up.
I'm going to take your address afterwards. I'm going to send you a red jelly bean in the post.
Right.
Yes, Ruth.
All four of you have been entertaining us, and I mean entertaining us,
mm-hmm.
for 3 months now?
I don't know. How long is it we've been over here?
Well, we've actually been doing this show either with you for a year.
A year?
Yeah, because we did last summer with Carol.
No. This run here.
Well, this run here since last September, August, September, it would have been.
September, October, November, December. That's 9 months? No
nine.
Way. It's not been 9 months.
It's been close.
Good grief, has it?
Yeah, thanks for paying attention, Ruth.
That's all right, Kev. Just adjust your stockings there.
Yeah, shut up, Kevin. Adjust your stockings.
Yeah, adjust this.
Ooh.
So what were you going to say?
We don't really know much about the four of you. We know snippets, but not a lot. I mean, we don't know what you all look like. We don't know your likes in music or food or your dream date or your dream holiday.
Yep. And that's the way we're going to keep it.
Oh, no, come on.
We're going to be enigmas, because it gives us happiness not to let in.
The happiness is telling us all about your happiness.
This gives me happiness, as a matter of fact. Absolutely, I love this. But you know, all good things must come to an end.
I know. But what do you look like? Come on. Spill the beans.
We've been through this already, haven't I? What do I look like? Nobody said that I look like anybody famous lately, but then I haven't... Who?
A ginger David Duchovny.
David Duchovny. Well, not ginger. All it's right. Not ginger, man. It's kind of like Auburn.
Auburn.
All right, Auburn-y. It used to be redder.
With slightly grey flecks. Kind of light.
Really?
Kind of light. Little George Clooney thing going on here.
Yeah.
What colour eyes have you got?
blimey. Now you're beginning to really concern me, Ruth. What is this, like a stalker and slasher alert?
No, we're trying to get a mental
we?
Picture.
Who we?
We listeners, Ed.
Huh?
We listeners, Ed.
Yeah, never mind.
Can we have a little less we from you, Ruth? Brown eyes.
Brown? Oh,
yes.
Right. And what about Kevin?
You don't want to know.
Pink eyes.
Pink? Red eyes, where he's been poked in them, yes. Who's that laughing in the background?
That's Nelly.
He's all tired out at the moment, having scored over the weekend.
Well, Nelly and Sick Boy sound as though they should be doing their homework.
They absolutely should be doing their homework. Don't you have exams coming up, the two of you? You shouldn't be out carousing.
Might have.
They sound about 17.
Yeah. as they say in Ireland, you shouldn't be out waxing your shillelagh. You should be at home doing your books. Listen, Ruth, we got to go because you're really beginning to scare us all now.
Ah, no.
Stalker and slasher alert.
No, it's not.
Say goodbye.
I'm just a nosy old tart.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
Call Ian Collins or something. He'll talk to you.
Yeah, call Ian Collins and say that.
He's not as interesting as you lot.
He'll give you a date.
Oh.
Now it's time to go, Ruth.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
0500-1053-89. It's a free call as I try to wipe the board clean so we can do something else, and you people just keep dialing and dialing and dialing. Why can't you people just leave me alone? That's all I ask, to come in here for 2.5 hours on a Saturday night and just be left alone. Is that too much to ask? Damn it, and you just keep ringing and we should put an answer phone on this. Seriously, we should... Next week, we're going to put an answer phone on this phone system, this thing here, and we're going to leave.
I think there's
that'll be the show.
No.
Hello, we're not here right now, but would you like to leave a message? That would be a great idea for a show.
Yeah.
Next time Kirsty goes on holiday, we're going to put an answer phone on the breakfast show, and it'll just be, this is talk radio. We're not in at the moment. Would you like to leave a message? I'm going to patent that format, and I'm going to make £1 million. This time next year, I'm going to be a millionaire.
I doubt it very much indeed.
Here's a person in Kettering called Daniel. Hello. Oh, no, wait. I pulled up somebody else instead. Gavin, Lanarkshire, you're on Talk Radio.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
Not too bad. How's yourself?
Good.
Good. I'm funny about Bill Clinton last week in Birmingham having a pint.
Yesterday, wasn't it?
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday, the day before, something like that, yeah.
And the security boy smashed his glass afterwards.
Yeah.
Did you read about that?
I did. I read two different reports in two different papers about why it was they did that. One was because his genetic print would have been on the saliva on the glass, and they're concerned about somebody cloning the president.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, And the other was that his fingerprints were on the glass, which kind of makes a little bit more sense, but it's still a bit sort of Mission Impossible stuff. Like, somebody's going to take the glass that the president has held,
yeah,
and do what with his fingerprint? Like, they're going to make some sort of plastic thing that from the president's fingerprint and cover their own thumb with it, thereby gaining access to hidden rooms in the White House that you can only enter with a thumbprint. I mean, what the hell was that about?
Well, it could only serve two terms anyway. You know, so how could they follow up on it?
And don't you think that it would require more than just a thumb look-alike? I mean, he's not going to go up to the security the people at the White House and say, no, it really is me, look at my thumb.
Yeah, it just absolutely fascinated me. You know, imagine sat at a dinner, and he's maybe had about half a dozen glasses, as maybe he's want, and they smash every one.
I know, he should take every holiday in Greece. Now, that was really bizarre, but yeah. Then that whole thing that surrounds the President of the United States of America is really bizarre.
Me. I wondered if it interested you.
Kind of.
Okay, Nick, and I'm sorry to hear you're leaving, by the way. Best show on the channel.
It's the best show at this time on this day, yes.
Well, every day.
All right, thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, Nick.
Bye. Yeah. 0500 1053 89. We should actually smash the plates from the Blues Bar and Grill, because if they find out, do you think anybody's listening to this show?
I very much doubt it.
If they find out that we've got those plates, how the hell did those plates get in this building, by the way? I mean, what is that about?
Well, somebody clearly enjoyed the meal so much that they
bought the restaurant, yeah.
Yeah.
Or nicked the plates. That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. How can you nick a plate? I mean, they're 15 inches across. They're huge.
In which case, they must have been given to us.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, they must have been. I mean, you can't, because, well, you're going to take a plate which you've just had your food on.
Well, I know.
So it's going to be dirty anyway. Stick it up your jumper or something, and then walk into this radio station and leave it in the kitchen and put it in the dishwasher and things like that. Nah. It was given to us. It must have been.
Stick it up your jumper. What a picture. What a picture. Ram-tiddy-am-pam-pam-pam-pam. Stealing your family. I'd like you to take that plate, Kev, and stick it in your...
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Bye-bye.
Oh. Forgotten about that.
Bye-bye.
It's the pet... Oh, blimey. She's so annoying.
Yeah.
I really love you, Carol. Yeah. Let's go out for a drink next week. We should go out for a drink with Paul Ross as well. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Just kidding. No, we should, because he called us up... she just never stopped. We should go out for some... Too late.
You're lame.
I know. Yeah, because Paul Ross called us up the other day. He probably isn't listening to this right now. He's probably, like, touting for business. He's got his... he's like, straightening his seams. I wonder if he gets those, Carol gets all the money on that show. So I wonder if he has the seams, you know, like they used to do in the war, actually drawn on the back of his legs. Who would do that for him? Think he can do that, like, in a straight line in a mirror? I have a vivid mental image of him doing that right now, as a matter of fact. Don't you? You know you do. You're never going to be able to get that image out of your mind again. Paul Ross bending over in front of a mirror, drawing seams on the back of his leg. Paul, oh, that is the most repulsive thing I've ever heard, Paul. Please, try and conduct yourself in an upstanding way that befits your position. And what a position.
Oh, he's going to call us up now.
Well, make sure that you get all the way down to the heel before you, because if you take the pencil off your leg and then try and start again, there's going to be a little blotch there where you took it off. Don't do that. Nah.
And we might notice.
It'd be bad for business. Paul Ross is a prostitute, by the way. No, seriously. He works the King's Cross area on his, nights off.
You know I have to play this disclaimer now, don't you? Oh, it's gone. No, I don't. Oh, it's gone. Sorry.
What?
I apologise for that.
It's gone?
I had the wrong cart. Yeah. It's actually... I had to play this, then.
Hello, I'm Paul Ross, and contrary to what Nick Abbott says, I am not a prostitute. Just a tart.
Oi! So what's this show about, then? That's one of his specialities, by the way. Oi! I love this show.
Bring out the psychic.
I knew you were going to say that. Here's one in Kettering. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Nick.
How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Jolly good.
Would you like a jelly bean?
Oh, I'd love one. What happens if you plant jelly beans?
Have a smart ass on the phone. Okay, I just picked one at random, and it's yellow with brown spots. This jelly bean looks like it has a disease.
Oh, it's a Mr. Blobby jelly bean.
It's called Top Banana.
Oh.
Let me lick it.
I'd rather you didn't.
I think you have to bite it to actually get to the, I could put it in my mouth and suck the hard outer shell off till it gets to the squashy, juicy bit in the middle, and then send it to you. How's that?
Well, that's marvellous. This is definitely the oddest phone call I've ever
had. Well, I'll send you a jelly bean pre-chewed.
Digested.
to save you the hassle in future. Yes, I'll save that for you. It's right over there.
Thank you. Now, Nick.
Yes.
A moment ago, there was a discussion about buttered cats.
Buttered cats. Buttered cats for breakfast. I love the taste of buttered cats in the morning.
But I couldn't eat a whole one. Now, what if you drop a cat...
Oh, blimey, don't be with the... tying a piece of toast onto the back of a cat. You're not going to say that, are you?
No,
it... Oh, blimey, could it get any worse as a call than this?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Was it that? Was that you were going to say?
You tie
a piece of buttered bread to the back of a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, time's out. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Oh, I'm going to burp. I just did. I don't care anymore. Penultimate show. Not only is it the penultimate show, but there's only one more to go.
Well, really?
Okay, what would you like? Let's have... I've got a read to do. Shall I do the read into the break?
Yes, please.
Oh, blimey. Could you be any keener?
Oh, no, actually, you can't do it now.
Why?
You have to do it next hour.
Why? Because it's about to come up
it's
part of the break.
Anyway.
Well, let's do that. This is not like we're professional.
No, don't.
We could do the read, and then somebody professional could do the read,
and
we could compare and contrast the two.
It specifically says on that piece of paper, don't.
Where?
There, on the stair.
There, on the stair?
Right there.
A little mouse with...
clogs on.
There, where I declare...
Going...
Clip, clippity-clop...
on the stair.
Excuse me.
This is Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Fax 0541 59 69 79. Nick Abbott.
Yeah.
She's so agreeable.
Right, so what are we doing?
We're answering some calls and then we'll do something else and then that'll be the end of the show and we can go. And then there's only one more to do. Where's the hallelujah thing? Been looking for that for ages.
It's on there somewhere.
Where?
It's, not there.
Not the, not the show moments, not the McGiffinator or the Kellyator or the Edit Bits or the Cockney or the Alanator or the FX page or the music.
There it is, button 14.
Oh, we found it! One more show to go. And then Saturday evenings are ours.
You don't mean that. You started to...
Who did they have do that read?
What read?
The read that I was going to do, and we were going to compare and contrast, and I thought... When I do it, it'll be awful.
No,
seriously, when I do it, I thought it'll be awful. I'll sound like some sort of amateur radio presenter. It'll be dreadful, I thought. And then we'll play the edited thing, and it'll sound professional and make me seem like an idiot.
Yeah.
Whereas the reverse was true.
Oh, no.
Who was that that did that?
You see, you're being disparaging now, and you can't be disparaging.
I'm only having a laugh, innit?
Well,
exactly. No, seriously, who was that?
It was a guy called Will.
Will?
I can't remember his surname.
Well, what does he do? Not voiceovers.
He does do... he does do voiceovers. He's very good.
Is he?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, here's one in...
You'll never work at this station again.
Again, no,
this,
not
anyway.
After next week. No, that's right. Here's
after
one
this week.
In Birmingham. Hello, Michael.
Good evening, Nick.
Michael.
Yes, I'd like to talk about culture, if I may.
Well, this sounds like it's a setup for something else, but go ahead, let's see what... Let's see how this pans out.
It's really to do with French culture compared to English culture.
Yeah.
I was in a cafe recently in France, and I just noticed one main difference. You see, in France, it seems to just come to them naturally, they're not bothered about having to go anywhere. When I was there, the old boy at the table next to me was a classic example. When I arrived, he'd already been given his bill, but he simply sat holding a near-empty cup of coffee and an unlit cigarette. When I left, nothing had changed. Nothing at all. I'm sure if I went back tomorrow, he would still be there, quite happy, with his coffee nearly empty, cigarette not lit, and bill still unpaid. Now, things just aren't like that in England, are they? It's a different mentality. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. I sort of drifted off into a deep coma during the course of that call. No, I was with you in that cafe with a bloke and his unpaid
yes.
bill and his unlit cigarette and
yes.
his cup of coffee, and I just started getting very somnambulant, quite deep and coma-like.
But do you see the comparison?
It was a beautiful picture, and I think we should leave it right there. And it was a wonderful point, well made. God, could he be more boring? Here's one in the Isle of Wight. Hello, Annie.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Annie.
I just want to say a big thank you on behalf of all your computer geek sort of fans on the Nick Abbott mailing list.
The what?
Your mailing list fans on the Nick Abbott mailing list. I want to thank you on behalf of all of them for your brilliant shows.
What are you talking about?
Are you talking to me?
Annie.
Your fans on the internet who talk about you.
Who's that?
Oh, Craig.
Can I ask you a question, Annie?
Yep.
What about Stolly Cakes and Nick Pudding and all that?
I don't know, but Nick, I want to have a grumble.
A grumble?
Yeah, I won the fried egg on your show 3 weeks ago with that South Park thing.
And you still haven't got it yet?
No.
Oh, blimey, what is going on with the presents department here?
Nothing.
All right, well, the actual answer is Miff, who works on Ian Collins' program, thought it was real.
And ate it?
Yeah.
Probably, because I've met Miff.
Have you?
Doesn't
yeah.
actually surprise me. Get this woman a fried egg in the post. I've got some more, dear. I've got,
How did you meet Miff?
I came into Talk Radio in February.
Oh, my God.
Oh, blimey, she's the one that got past security. We've changed security since you came. No, seriously, they're never going to work here again. They'll probably never work in this town again.
Yeah, Miff's tiny and he looks like he's 12.
So what was this thing that you were talking about earlier? A Nick Abbott mailing list. What's that?
Yeah, we all talk about you. You know, it's Timo's one on the webpage that you mention sometimes.
Oh, it's like a news group.
Yeah, and we all gibber on about you.
You do?
Yeah.
Don't you have anything better to do?
No, what are we going to do when you're gone?
Replay the tapes that you've made.
Probably.
And talk to each other about, Oh, blimey. God knows what.
About how great Nick was once.
Yeah.
Yeah, the late Nick Abbott.
I've never been late once. Well, a couple of times I've been late.
Well.
A couple of times going up in the lift, I've heard my own show start. But never here.
No, not quite. Close.
Yes. So, there was a beautiful thing that you just said, whatever it was, I forget. We should go back to the bloke with his unpaid bill in the cafe in France. Was I being unpleasant to that guy? Seriously. Talk about tedious, but very, very nice chap. And plus, the voice was a definite put-on. Am I right? He does not speak like that. Correct or not? What did you think, Annie?
Sounded like that bloke off MasterChef.
Which one's that?
Lloyd Grossman.
Lloyd Grossman.
And the texture of the souffle.
Do you ever put your hands in a souffle and just kind of squidge them all about and with your eyes closed? Do you ever do that?
No, but I think I will now.
Yeah. Just close your eyes, put your hands in a souffle, and think of England. like that it'll go, especially if it's, you know, risen properly.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Annie.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go get your gun. 0500-1053. Blimey, is it that time already? Is it 9 o'clock almost already? Let's have another one real quick. This person's been waiting the longest. North Allerton. Hello, Lee.
Hi.
Hello, Lee.
I know the truth about the butter and cat feet thing.
The butter and cat feet thing, yes.
It's an old wives' tale. It's not true. They don't like it.
Well, I wouldn't think so. The cats would like butter, though, surely. You put butter on cats.
I wouldn't like it if someone went and put that on my
hand. Put it in your paws. No. But cats would lick it off. They would like that. Licky-likey they do, the butter thing.
Well, I don't think they would.
I bet if you put a pat of butter down by the... A pitter-patter-patter down by the cat's dish, it would lick it. And like it.
Well, my dog doesn't like butter. My dog's nearly a cat.
This is almost an education, this show, isn't it? My dog, she said, I can't believe I just heard that. My dog is nearly a cat.
Well, she's scared of water.
She's scared of water?
Yeah.
Or thereby being, what?
Cats don't like water.
Oh, well, then, it's solved. Dogs are cats.
Yep.
Very nearly.
She's an old person.
It's probably a cat in disguise. These calls just get weirder and weirder.
No. They're great.
They're great. Yeah, I think the there it is in a nutshell. Gotta go, Lee.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's an old wives' tale, and cats are pretty much dogs.
Nick, what's the fax number?
Who cares, the fax number? Have we ever got one fax on this show that has actually been worth receiving? I mean, it costs a lot of money to get a fax, especially our wheezing, singing and dancing, bell-clanging machine that we got in there. I don't think it could stand the pace of receiving a fax.
0541-59-6979. Can you see that from where you are?
For free stuff. Don't go, Nick, from the...
Country Bumpkin.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Is that Elizabeth from Cheddar?
Also, Nick, hope you, Sick Boy, and Nelly get booked for another few seasons with a 20% pay increase each week.
A 20% pay increase?
And hope Kev likes his new job at Radio Scunthorpe. That's from Andy Rawlings, who's a regular faxer, and he says, can he have a jelly bean? Can he?
Yes, I will pre-consume it for you.
All right, we need your address, Andy, and we'll send you the remains of whatever it is. No, I should
have. Excerpts from letters sent to the council in complaint. I am glad to report that my husband, who was reported missing, is dead. And this is my eighth child. What are you going to do about it?
You're listening to Talk Radio, the conversation of the nation.
I much preferred the numbers the second time she read them.
Why?
Hence the response that they received.
Oh.
They went...
As opposed to...
His timing is all, but this machine is not fast enough. I pressed the button, but it wasn't ready. It needs to take a breath every time it plays something.
Talk radio satellite weather.
We go... play this, to... Wait a minute, I've screwed that up. I was going to talk up to it.
Shock.
We're playing this in appreciation of the fact that we can't believe it. Somebody else on this show, apart from the host, actually scored again.
Apart from
incredible.
The host?
Yes. The host never scored. So now all that leaves now is for Sick Boy to, for somebody to be attracted by his emetic powers, and that would be just singularly me, who's not getting any. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't I kill myself?
Don't say that.
I hate this business.
There's...
no business like show business, like no business on it. And the thing is, I get up in the morning and I shave and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm thinking...
I feel pretty...
But nothing. Day in, day out. I feel pretty oh so witty. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Thanks. And it's Talk Radio Satellite Weather. Tonight, a cloudy night for Scotland and Northern Ireland with a chance of local drizzle and mist. England and Wales were made clear.
That's a drizzle in a bottle. Yes.
Is that what that was?
Clear. As a bell.
England and Wales will remain clear, although it'll be breezy in places.
Breezy. Mm-hmm.
Some coastal areas will also experience fog. I'm risky.
So much in love.
Maximum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 4 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, after a cloudy start, it'll be another warm, sunny day for most of the British Isles.
Oh.
The sun has got his hat on.
Hip, 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 hooray. And about time. And it's just fantastic this lasted over the weekend, hasn't it? Because normally with these things, it's great during the week, and then the weekend's dreadful. I love this weather.
The southeast of England will be slightly cooler than elsewhere, with patchy cloud and breezy conditions present throughout the day.
Really? Little light wind. My favourite.
Maximum temperature 22 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature... above 16 degrees Celsius.
Great.
What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
I don't know. What do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
If you can explain what it is that's going on here, we would love to hear from you.
I'd like to comment on the smuttiness of your show. I am astounded it's taken you so long.
You think you're funny, but you ain't.
Ain't? It's not ain't, dear. It's not. You can't speak proper like what I do.
Do you remember last week I told you about my cat and he'd gone missing and I was shaking his treats?
Shaking his treats, really? Did you have them removed by the vet? Hello?
Why have you got me on the air?
Management are thinking that about this whole show. I'm flipping through Hello magazine on the air. Somebody stop me! Hello? That was the new single from The Prodigy.
Nick Abbott.
Hello.
But mostly.
Hello.
Please help me. I need your help.
Hello.
We should put that bloke on hold and get him to speak to Anna.
Hello.
Please help me, Anna.
Hello.
By the way, it's complicated. A quick programming note while you mention it.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh,
the
yes.
Switcheroo.
Oh,
Lorraine's
yes.
Lorraine's on holiday
yes.
next week.
Yeah, where's she going?
Is she
going anywhere nice?
I'm sure she is.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think she's going to go?
Well, she could go to Amsterdam.
España? Oh, Amsterdam. We're going to do Amsterdam first, are we?
I saw a
mouse. Get it sorted.
There on the stair.
Or she could go to Spain.
No, we're still in Amsterdam. We haven't done Amsterdam yet. Blimey, try to keep up. Oh!
Tiptoe
through the canyons of my mind.
She could go to Spain.
Spain!
Billy is dancing.
Yeah, well, you know why.
He's a Christian.
Well, not really, no. Are you going to abandon your Christian position now that you've, achieved a position? Well, let's take some of these now. Could he have been any more off mic, by the way? It's like he was speaking in a different building. You see, this is a big foam, this thing here. You've got to speak into that to actually be heard on the radio.
Oh, don't hit me. Anyway, what I was saying was, Anna is covering for Lorraine while Lorraine's off, and Nancy Roberts is covering for Anna while Anna's doing Lorraine's program.
She's very good.
She is very good. Who are we talking about? They're both very good.
All of
course.
Them?
Yeah.
All four of them.
You're right there.
Yeah.
You seem to be fading.
Bill Overbite's off.
Not till the beginning of June.
The beginning of June. Mm. That's right. Bill Overton is off.
Oh, by the way, if you want to email Nick...
Like fish in a restaurant on Saturday. He's off.
BillyTalk@AOL.com. It's actually Billy Overton's email address, but...
Billy. Is that what people call him? Billy?
No.
Get
Bill Overton on the phone.
No, we don't want to speak to him. Or more precisely, he doesn't want to speak to us.
Well.
I think that's probably quite correct. Why would he want to speak to us?
He's a nice guy.
Well, it's neither here nor there. We are at the bottom of the pile here. You understand that this is the worst slot in the radio canon that we're in right now. You can't get worse than this slot. This is the Siberia part of the schedules. It is. And he, prime time. Why would he want to speak to the likes of me?
You ever met him? I think you have.
Yeah.
When? At one of the fabulous Christmas parties we've had here.
No. And Jeremy Nicholas. Is he the one with the frizzy hair that appears on the West End stage?
That's Paul Nicholas.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Nicholas. Shrugging doesn't work on radio either, man. You have to actually say it.
He's a very, very good broadcaster.
He's a very nice man, that's right. Here's one in London. Hello, Ray. Ray.
Oh, hello there. I want to talk about Jackie Chan. I want to say he's a million times better than Bruce Lee, and he's in fact a million times better than any of the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. But why is he still so underrated and nobody watches his films? No one's hardly heard of him over here.
Well, he does Oriental-type movies, doesn't he? And which aren't ever going to be anything other than a cult over here.
But they don't need any kind of translation. You just need to watch them, you know
well,
what I mean?
Sure, but it's just stupid movies, aren't they? They're just...
They're not stupid movies. They're the best action movies you'll ever see in your life.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw an action movie like... Now, let me... Before I get into this, are we advertising the movie Face Off on this station?
It's on video, isn't it?
In any way, it is on video.
We might be.
There is an advert campaign about the...
Yeah. We might be.
Are we?
Check. Abysmal. I haven't seen
it. I am checking. Well, not in this show.
I believe that it was a blockbuster movie.
Well, we might be then.
We are?
Mm.
Oh, well, in that case, it's the greatest film that's ever been made with that title.
I enjoyed that film.
You did?
Yeah.
Have you seen Hard Boiled?
You did. Hard Boiled, what's that?
That's a really nasty, violent John Woo film. Quite amusing, actually.
That's the thing about Jackie Chan, as far as I know,
that's not Jackie Chan, sorry, go on.
Yeah, I understand, but that's also the case with Jackie Chan movies, is it not, that they have some element of humour in them?
Oh yeah, it's
whereas,
totally humorous,
Bruce Lee was not big on comedy.
No, he wasn't good at comedy, and he wasn't good at fighting either, he wasn't good at anything apart from...
I just find all those kung fu movies to be really ridiculous, all that, you know,
Well,
they move their hand through the air, and every single movement that they do is associated with this ludicrous sound effect. You know, just they'll flick a fly off their sleeve, and it'll be like, pew! You know, it's just daft.
That's
just
the best bit of it.
It's kid stuff. Grow up and watch some Chinese movies, man. You want to get into a third world cinema, not that.
You mean
Hong
like
Kong
my little,
rubbish?
What's that concubine film? A film with the title concubine.
No, we're not talking about under the counter videos that you get in your local grocery store. That's not the kind of third world cinema we're after. We're talking about art here, not.
No, that was a real popular art house.
Yeah.
My little. Oh, what was it called?
Concubine. Yeah, right.
My Little Pony or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and also another point I'd like to make.
And another thing.
Yeah, it's not related. But I've never been to South London until a few months ago. And isn't South London crap?
It's awful. It's an appalling place. Nobody should go to South London.
I think they should remove all the tube connections that exist to South London.
And widen the Thames. That's right. Just to make sure that nobody from South London... ever comes up our way. I used to live in South London for a long period of time, and it's just appalling.
Well, you know the tube?
Clapham North. Ah! Blimey, it doesn't get any worse than that. Of course, all the posh people live around Clapham Common. That's, they think they're posh. Those, the like, advertising executives and people like that.
Yeah.
They think they're coming up in the world because they live around a common. Common couldn't be, it couldn't be a better word for it. Talk about common. South London is awful. It's an awful place down there.
Did you move up when you got this job? Yeah, because you're getting loads of money.
No, I moved out as soon as I could walk. Like, 3 years old, I was off. Said to my parents, you can stay down here if you want. I'm off up north to make my fortune. And I'm still looking.
So how are you going to cope with a big loss in salary when you leave this job? What are you going to do now you're accustomed to living the high life and going to Spain and all that nonsense?
What a sense of humour. Thanks a lot, Ray. 0500 10 53 89. It's a free call. This is Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. And let's have some more extracts from letters sent to the council in complaint.
Or...
What?
You could do that funky read that you were going to do before, which I wouldn't let you do.
Well, that wouldn't be funny, though.
It doesn't have to be funny. It's information, which is valuable to the listener.
Our brand new competition starts on Monday. Talk Radio Cash Call is your chance to win £500 twice a day, every weekday. Alexei Sale is going to be popping up in all sorts of different guises all over the country. When you hear him on the air, make a cash call, and it could happen at any time. Just remember where he's calling from. It could be Plymouth or Peterborough, Carlisle or Cardiff. Ah, the alliteration. Just remember the location, call the competition line, and you can win £500 in free money. And if you write down 10 of his locations, you're in with a chance of winning the grand prize of £5,000. That's Talk Radio Cash Call. Starts this Monday. Now, there's a good argument for listening.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
And so Nelly the Heffalump has just taken over the desk, and you seem looser, and it's almost like a great weight has been lifted off your shoulders now that you've scored. You seem loose and relaxed and kind of, spent.
I haven't scored.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Yet?
Not yet. Right.
Liar!
And she's, do you want to tell us the story of how it all happened? This is so beautiful, it's like, almost like I want to cry. Or puke.
No, I just can't go into it. I'm only prepared to discuss Kev's love life.
No.
Not my own.
No, I'm not interesting anymore, you see, mate. That's
a little too saucy. We want to leave Kev's love life because there's all manner of different sort of, carrying, all kinds of different carry-ons that he does. In his After Midnight, I think we want to discuss Kev's love life. It's just a little too steamy for this family show.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
No.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
No.
Oh, yes,
no.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yeah. It's like...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It's like no business I know.
She couldn't sound any more bored, could she?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Did she ever call back? Because that was a caller who I just asked her to say, oh, yes, 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 or something like that.
No, she said it.
She said it of her own accord, that's right, and we carted it up and used it.
And then her husband called the next week
and
said, can you play it? Because apparently my wife doesn't use that turn of phrase very often.
Yes, he said he'd never heard her say it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And he said, could you get her to say it again, or something like that.
So we got him to do it as well.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And then for added effect, all together now.
We spliced them both together, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And their life has never been so perky, and it's all because of this show. The Nick Abbott Show.
Oh, yeah, of course. One day, maybe.
Someday, over the rainbow.
This is Talk Radio. He's Nick Abbott.
Yep. You look like you were going to do something. I'm waiting for you to do something. Were you going to do something?
No.
Oh, blimey. Here's one in... Who's been waiting the longest? How about... here's a person called Philip, and he's in Nottingham. Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Philip.
Talk about my next-door neighbours.
Very well.
Basically, they had some windows fitted a couple of weeks back by this double glazing firm that I'm not going to mention. And they've got awful jingles on the radio. And they're so bad, they actually compiled a tape of their worst jingles. And they gave them to my next door neighbour, and they've been playing them ever since, full blast. And the whole of our street is just getting fed up with them. So I was wondering, I know they listen to this show, so could you tell them to stop playing them?
Edited jingles?
No, they've got these jingles that they'll like, play on local radio stations. And they're really bad.
You mean adverts?
Yeah.
And I don't understand, they gave them a compilation of their radio adverts?
Yeah, they're actually doing that.
Why?
I don't know, they just give them free to every single one of their customers.
They are? Well, whether they want it or not.
Yeah, basically.
Blimey.
They're just playing it, and the whole street's fed up with them, and I do know they listen to this show, so...
They're playing jingles from radio adverts?
Yeah.
I'm not following this. Like, for why would they do that?
They're supposed to be funny, apparently.
Oh, funny. Oh, well, we wouldn't know anything about funny here, would we? Well, tell them they want to play beautiful music like what we do. Now, see, if they were playing this, that would be okay, right?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Because this is the home of beautiful music. You want to turn this up? It's in stereo. Your mum would have liked that one, Kev. Yes, Philip. Oh, so that was it?
Yeah, that's it. And also, one more thing, actually.
And another thing.
Yeah, you know when you did the morning show?
I mean, sorry, afternoon show, early afternoon. And he said you were never coming back then.
Oh, with Carol?
Yeah, and then he came back and did this 9 months spell.
Well, see, I only said that I was never coming back so that Carol wouldn't know. No, I was only kidding on to her.
And you said that you were, when you started this show, you said you're doing it for the whole of the football season, which you've done.
That's correct.
So when the new football season starts, are you going to be starting again, or is this definitely it?
Definitely, 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 like Frank Sinatra said, thank you very much. Not when he died, I mean, like, in his career, he had so many, I'm going now, tours, like, so many retirement tours. That's it, finished, finito, the end, arrivederci, he said. And in every respect, I completely concur, whatever that means. Kind of lost the point of what I was saying there, but yes. Whatever the question was, the answer is yes.
Well,
unless...
Well, we had to listen to you again. They
unless...
They work during your afternoon show.
Unless it's no. Well, you're a loser, baby, so why don't we kill you? It says on my screen you were 18 yesterday.
Yeah.
Fabulous, you made it. Everyone is thrilled. 0500 1053 89. It's a free... So what did you do for your 18th?
I got drunk.
Drunk?
Yeah. I think.
You think?
From what I can remember of it, anyway.
And anything untoward happen in any way, shape, or form?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to ask my mate tonight.
And see what you did. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, cheers.
You want to have a nice cup of tea next time? Oh, I fancy a nice cup of tea right now, as a matter of fact.
Right, said Fred. Both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we
had a cup of tea. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Let's have one in London, mate. It's a London thing, isn't it? Hello, Scott.
Hello. I'm just phoning up to say that the numbers you gave out, four balls,
uh-huh.
I've got four balls.
What?
On the lottery.
You got four balls on the lottery?
Yeah. The first four you called out, I won the lottery. Four balls.
In your mind, it was...
It was that, yeah. I actually won. Do you know how much I'd win for four balls?
How much does he win for four balls?
I don't know, I was going to say about 3 pence, but it's a bit more than that, isn't it?
Well, you get tenner for three.
Well, I got four balls, yeah, so, so it's like, it's not free, is it? So you don't get a tenner.
No, the tenner's in the bank. You don't have to worry about that. Do you want to go for the four?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I get.
I'm guessing not more than about 100... What is that noise?
Pardon?
What is that noise?
What noise?
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm beginning to like it less and less. 0500 1053 89. And I think balls is the operative word in that call. Here's one in Bolton. Hello, Bob. Bob in Bolton. The alliteration again, it's almost like doing TV AM. Everything is alliterated. It's Aid who can't get laid.
Hello, Nick.
Aid.
Yeah, I'm really sad now. Well, that's nothing new, but I'm really sad that this is your penultimate show.
You are sad, and you're actually upset about it too?
Yeah, just as what I'll have to leave the counselling course, I've got to start again now. Realise that hour this is going to throw me back.
And have you heard that one of our staff members scored? So that makes you even more of a loser. That underlines the fact that you are a loser, baby. So why don't we kill you?
Yeah, but at least you can't score either.
No, well, that's right. Yeah, you and me together, mate. We'll be the
only. I'm not doing it with you.
I was going to say I have an idea.
God. No. That's about the most repulsive thought I've ever had. And it was in colour, too.
Hey, describe yourself to the ladies at home.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on. Well, I don't know. I've never met the guy. Hey, what do you look like?
Yeah, and then we'll have Kev say what he looks like.
Excuse me. Mister, can't score.
Which one?
Yes.
Both of us.
So anyway, what was it that you actually called for?
Yeah, if you had that it's going to be tights for men.
I vaguely remember reading something about this, yes, tights for men, but that won't take off anymore. Why? Why tights for men? I don't understand. Is it for the warmth thing? Because I know that people who, trek to the pole wear tights because it's actually very good for warmth and insulation. No, that's true.
But have you ever been a victim of fashion yourself?
A victim? Have I ever been...
I mean, like in the 70s, you wear drain pipes and stuff like that.
I can remember the first time I bought... a pair of trousers that were not flares, because there was about 1976 or 7, something like that, the very start of punk. And previous to that, it was all, the Pink Floyd and Genesis and, the Baker Gurvitz Army and, oh, blimey, let's think of some more obscure 70s bands. I can't. And the thing with flares is that they're just not suitable for the human form, you know, because they flap and in a light breeze they act like the sails of a boat. And when they get wet, it's a nightmare. You flap down the street, and the bigger the flare is, the worse it gets. And of course, fashion goes to extremes, not so much these days, but it used to. And at the very point that the thing that is fashionable suddenly becomes not fashionable is the most extreme of its type. Like you see those stupid kids walking about in platform trainers, pretending to be the Spice Girls, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's fashionable and fashionable and fashionable, and then they get so big it's almost like the bubble bursts, and then you wouldn't want to be seen dead wearing them because you just look like a complete berg. Well, the same thing happened with flares, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then suddenly it's like nobody wants to wear flares anymore. And I sort of bought my first parallel legged pair of jeans, and it was like taking off foot shackles. It was such a sense of freedom. It was almost like my shoelaces had been tied together on, you know, both feet tied together, and it was like I can walk, run and jump and skip.
You always used to miss the bus then when you used to wear flares.
Yeah, because I would. That's right. The wind would be carrying me in the opposite direction. I'd end up in Yarmouth.
So, was you really into the punk in the punk fashion? That you dye like your hair?
No. My parents would certainly not allowed me to do that, and I think my school would have freaked too. But I used to go to this club called Clouds in Edinburgh, where all the punk bands came. Edinburgh was a fantastic place to be during the punk years, and I feel tremendously privileged that I was there at that time, at that age, because I was 16 in 1976. You can't beat that. You absolutely cannot beat that. To be 16 in any other year since is not... It just doesn't beat that.
Yeah, because I was like 16 in 1990, and I can't remember a thing about when I was 16.
16 in when?
1990.
See, what was around in 1990s? Anybody can even remember? It was like In Excess and Simple Minds. Blimey, could it be possibly more boring than that?
Well, Simple Minds suits me, doesn't it, really?
But, you know, even if you were, if you missed it by a couple of years and you were a teenager during the New Romantic period, oh, blimey, with Adam and the Ants and all of those awful people. No, that would have been dreadful too. No, 16 in 1976, perfect, smack on the nose. And there used to be this record store in Edinburgh, and I know that there's probably like one person who can relate to any of this, if that, listening to this right now, but called Hot Licks, in that street that winds up into the Royal Mile. I went there, went back to Edinburgh a little while ago, and I went there hoping upon hope that the shop would still be there, and it's Boots now. What a tremendous disappointment.
Hot Licks.
But they do good drugs.
Hot Licks sounds like something you get in one of their phone boxes.
Yeah, well, that's your destination for the rest of the evening. Thanks a lot, Aid.
God, it's the last one that's for you.
Last one next week.
I'll try and what's it? I'll tell you what. I'll do a suicide pact with you next week then. I'll cut my wrist live on the air.
Yeah. Okay. You go first. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call.
Nick.
Yes.
I'm slightly worried about the callers tonight.
In what way?
Well, they seem to be like like the suicide pact thing and can't live without you and don't go and stuff like that. I'm really concerned here.
Live Without You, wasn't that by the Bee Gees, something like that, the Bee Gees, or Harry Belafonte, Bucket of Funno, who did Can't Live Without You? It was Nielsen. Nielsen?
Get Nielsen on the phone.
Get Nielsen on the phone.
I don't think he's with us any longer.
Well, he was doing a show. He got fired, his numbers went through down the toilet. In the last book, Nielsen's numbers were just, they were appalling. Just so shockingly bad, you wouldn't even believe it. Worse than,
Don't.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. It's talk radio. We've only got half an hour of the second last show. And here's one in Manchester. Hello, Billy.
Hi, Nick.
Billy.
Nick.
Billy.
I just want to say all the best for whatever you do in the future, and your shows have been great over the last 9 months, mate.
Well, that's very nice. Thanks.
And there's not a lot I want to talk about because I'm actually at work at the moment.
Doing what? Overnight security?
Overnight security. Started at 1 o'clock this afternoon, finished at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Oh, what?
I know, it's sad, Nick.
You
sad.
Are joking.
I am not joking.
What kind of a company do you work for? No names.
Well, I better not name it in case the boss is listening.
No, no names.
But,
what kind of a company?
1 o'clock I started.
Yes, but what kind of a company is it? Is it an office block?
It's similar to an office block. It's British Telecom.
So, without naming the company, it's British Telecom. Which kind of narrows it down just a bit. Now, we kind of got some inkling as to who it might be. It's British Telecom, you say. And I'm thinking, that would narrow it down to, well, British Telecom.
Yeah.
Must be. How did I get that? I'm a genius.
There you go. Anyway, Nick, all the best for the future,
well,
mate.
That sounds illegal.
Thanks for the laugh that you've gave us over last night.
Well, you've got to have a laugh, ain't ya?
You've got to have a laugh. And as sad Man United supporters saying, good luck to Arsenal. They deserved it.
Up the Arsenal.
Up the Arsenal. Nick, before we go, is there any chance of me getting a signed photo, please?
I'll send you a jelly bean in the post. What colour would you like?
Red.
A red one?
Being a United fan.
I'm going to send you a very cherry one.
Oh, that'll be all right.
I'm going to lick the sugar coating off so that you only have to chew the squashy bit in the middle, all right?
That's cool.
And I do that as a public service.
A pubic service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nick.
All right, take his address and we'll send him a picture of somebody in the post. Who should we send him a picture of? Send him a picture of Kev. Scare the bejesus out of him.
It's going to need a big lens.
Excuse me? It's going to need a big lens.
Mm.
What, a microscope, you mean? It's your face we're going to send him a picture of.
Oh!
0500-1053-89. I'm going to take one more call and then we're going to go, what's your query?
We can sing that. Ready?
What's your query?
What's your query?
What's your query?
What's your query?
0500-1053-89. You people really suck. Have I mentioned that? No, really, as a team, this is just appalling. You're an absolute shower. Have I mentioned that in the air, by the way? An absolute, like, for instance, Kev, Creative Kev, what have you done so far this show?
What have I done for you lately?
Yes.
Well?
I mean, now you're not even running the desk. You've let Nelly run the desk. He must be all tired out after a long squawk.
He's not, he's pining.
Is that what we're calling it these days? He's pining for the fjords. That's the girl's name.
I have to hit him now, don't I?
Of course, you know what a pierced tongue is good for.
What's that?
And Sick Boy has been doing, I think he's been doing okay this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
But Kev, really, like, you're supposed to be Creative Kev, the genius behind this...
I'm the guiding light.
Behind this, this shambles that we call an operation. And what is it that you have done so far?
I have been the guiding light, the inspiration.
The inspiration of the nation.
That's a good idea. Kev, the inspiration of the nation. Get some t-shirts made up.
Yeah, what a picture that is.
What a picture. What a picture. Ram-tiddy-am-pam-pam-pam-pam. See it in your family.
Kev, I would like you to stick it in your family album.
As you wish.
Right, we're going to take one more call, and then what's your query and prizes? Because we've got some sausages and some plastic fried eggs. Because this is a professional radio station, and we only give out very top quality prizes. This is actually from Barcelona, bought with my own money. I don't require being paid for having bought prizes, by the way. You can tell finance that everything's okay. I won't be billing them for this.
Okay, I'm sure they'll be delighted to hear that.
Yeah, they'll take it as
get finance on the phone.
Oh, yes. They'll still be in the building, won't they?
On a Saturday?
What time do they leave on a Friday, by the way, the finance department?
They're actually in a different building to us.
Oh, so they get to sneak in and out whenever they like.
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept, isn't it? They work here, but they're in a different building. Is it the only department that's in a different building?
I'm trying to think. Technically, no, but yes.
Yes. So they wangled that one pretty good, didn't they? Of course, being the finance department, they could go and organize whatever kind of offices they like, because they only have to okay it themselves. Because everything has to go through the finance department, am I right? Mm-hmm. So if I, for instance, said, well, I don't like this studio. It's Bran. I don't like Bran. I want to go from some gorgeous studio in London's fashionable Soho. And it only cost like £300 an hour. It would have to go through the finance department, and they'd probably corpse. They'd have a cow, man. And they'd say, hell no, he won't go. But of course, if they say, well, we want a penthouse suite, and furthermore, we want a roof garden with waterfalls and carp in the pond.
Carp. Big carp.
Big carp. That's what everybody says about the finance department. Big carps.
I just hope they're not listening.
Oh, I'm never getting paid again.
Again? You get paid?
Yes, I did get a payment through once. So they probably just thought, absolutely, hell yes. In fact, they're probably on the roof now. Is there a roof?
Yeah, there is.
Have we got a radio mic?
You know, I'm going to speak to engineering about that.
Oh, blimey. Are they in a different building?
No, they're actually...
Well, let's all chip together and we'll see if we can't put engineering in a different building. Of course, the finance people probably wouldn't have them, but we'll stick them somewhere. Let's stick them in the entrance of a shoe shop on Oxford Street. Ask for some spare change, please.
That's Oxford Street in Edinburgh, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. We'll come out of the building at 10 o'clock in Oxford Street in Edinburgh, which is just up from Prince's Street, near your beautiful Holyrood Palace. So what are we doing now? Oh, yeah, we're going to take one more call, and then we're fired. Hello, it's Glenn in Blackburn.
Good evening, Nick.
Glenn in Blackburn.
Right, I'd just like to make a comment about carry-on films.
Sure.
How pathetic are carry-on films? How pathetic are they? Just answer me that.
What, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
6.
You cannot be serious. Not even worth 0.5.
Well, now, which carry-on films are you talking about?
I'm
because
talking about the whole lot.
No, well, some of them were great.
No, because all it is like one joke elongated into about 30 blooming films.
He said elongated.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's like, oops, his trousers have fallen down. Oops, her bra's fallen off. It's not funny at all. It's just childish humour.
That's what British people like. The British sense of humour is toilet humour. It's sniggering about sex. That's what we find funny. Of course it's funny, man.
Well, if the nation finds it funny, I don't. Because I'm an anti-establishmentarianism.
You're an anti-establishmentarianism. Don't you mean...
Sorry, I'm an anti-establishmentarian.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Whatever it is, I don't know. I'd like to...
Whatever it is, that's what you are.
Yeah, forget that now. Anyway, I'd like to make a point. You know, I told you the joke last week about the Italian with the rubber toe.
Oh, the rubber toe.
Yeah, you played it about half an hour ago, didn't you?
I know, Creative Kev stuck it in the Adam News opener, yes.
I was pleased about that.
Right, happy.
Do you want me to give you another?
Okay, Glenn, question number one. Is it clean?
Oh, aye, definitely clean.
Right,
yeah.
And question number two, more importantly, is it funny?
Well, it might not be please. Well, with a rubber toe, but it's all right.
Well, let's think about this for a second.
Right.
Can you say the word another?
Another.
See, everything this guy says is funny. How could it not be funny? So, okay, Glenn, lay it on us, baby. Tell us another joke.
Why have women never been to the moon?
No, I'm very nervous about this one, Glenn. We're going to have to dump this. Okay, let's go through with it and just see how it comes in the end. Our fingers are hovering over the dump button. Glenn, I have a question.
Yeah?
Why have women never been to the moon?
Because it never needed cleaning.
I like it.
Hey.
0500 1053 89, and we are going to go to a break. We'll come back and we'll do What's Your Query. Is that okay with you? No, on line two it says normal call. What does that mean?
It means it's a normal call.
But
well, it's normal, relatively speaking.
But what does that mean, normal call? Normally, up on the screen here, you'll put the person's name, where they're from, and what they want to talk about.
Yeah, I haven't fully seen
it
yet.
Now all it says is normal call.
He's getting lazy.
Well, I don't know. Hello, line two.
Hi.
Are you a normal call?
Am I? Am I normal?
Well, see, she doesn't even know if she's normal. How the hell can you make an inference like that just by chatting for someone for a couple of seconds that she's normal? She doesn't think she's normal. She's got no idea whether she's normal or not. And suddenly you're putting in the box that says normal. I wouldn't put her in that box.
You're fired.
Again. So we'll come back to her and see and check one way or the other. We'll turn her upside down and look at the label.
Oh, Nick.
Yes.
What are you going to do now?
Why?
Oh, I was going to say, you could remind those nice people of that nice read that you did earlier, which you have to do twice, which you've only done once.
Well, I only said it 10 minutes ago.
20.
I only said it 20 minutes ago.
30.
Oh, I'll do it later. Not now. Later.
Oh, all right.
Okay, this is actual extract. Do you want actual extracts from letters written to the council? Do you want actual newspaper headlines that are not really what they were intended to be? You want stupid people news?
Mm.
Or do you want actual notices put up in foreign establishments and badly translated?
Yeah.
Okay. Actual newspaper headlines that have become unintentionally suggestive. Are you ready for this? Prostitutes appeal to Pope. Is there a ring of debris around Uranus? Oh, I'm sorry, that's Uranus. And Queen Mary having bottom scraped.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Now, what? Can I not interest you in my shaking pair? You've only, after this show, there's only one more chance to use it. I'll tempt you with it next week. How's that?
Would you mind?
I'll bring it in next week, and we'll see if I can't get you to shake it.
Thank you. It's on now.
Test, 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 test. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2.
Yes.
It's Mike Allen.
It is.
You knew that, didn't you?
Michelle Knight, the psychic interior designer, is going to be with me tonight.
Oh, not her.
Again. All too good.
The psychic interior designer?
Yep.
Does she actually come and do it for you?
No, she tells you what to do.
Oh.
You would
like, kind of like a foreman?
You would require Big Reg, the interactive wall colour change artist, if you were expecting someone to come and do it for you.
You would not believe how much those people charge.
You wouldn't believe the amount of noise the people next door to me have generated over the last 3 weeks rebuilding their home.
Sorry about that.
I have just the sound. I love it at 8:30 in the morning. My bed starts moving. Oh, I'm the only one in it.
You want to complain to the porter because they're not allowed to start at 8:30 in the morning. And they get very upset about that because we live in the same building, don't we?
We do.
And man, do they ever have rules. I had my kitchen taken out and the porter freaked. I'm not kidding. He actually freaked out. He was standing on the at my door shaking. He thought that it was almost like he was going to be killed for having let them take the my old kitchen all flattened up, yeah. And they took it down they took it down the front stairs, which is carpeted and all that, and the two old bags who live on the bottom floor, yeah, were they called and complained like a dozen times just because they weren't taking stuff down the tradesman's stairs. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And then they piled it on the grass next to what passes for a flower bed. And it was almost like I'd killed the old lady and dumped her by the side of the road. It caused such a furor. And the manager of the building was coming down the next day, and I thought that the porter was going to wet himself.
Yeah. Tough, isn't it? So well, from there you had a good week.
Yeah, yes. They presented me the bill for the kitchen. I thought, that's a huge amount of money, right? Getting them to actually pull your kitchen out and put a new one in. But then, of course, having pulled the kitchen out, you need to, everything around the new cabinets and stuff painted and plastered and...
Was that one expression that it implies very little but actually costs a fortune? Is that made good?
They made good, that's right, yes.
They made very good.
Didn't they ever?
Yeah, sure.
Blimey, talk about being in the wrong business. We should have been plumbers or carpenters or anything.
Involving a white van.
Yeah, yeah, or anything other than this.
Because all the people I know with a white van have at some stage in their life in the last 5 years experienced a hernia from picking up so much money at once.
Yes.
I've never seen so much money disappear.
I know.
And you can't question it. It's almost like going to the dentist. You can't say, well, I don't agree that you should have bought this paint or, you know,
yes,
or that hole didn't need filling.
Style tiles.
Yeah. And they earn more in an hour than I earn in a week.
I don't exaggerate.
All right, in
3 days.
No, in a day.
Anyway.
They earn more in an hour than I earn in a day. I cannot believe it.
I've had it with that building. I'm moving.
Are you?
Yep.
Are you?
Mm.
Where are you going to go?
Because I can't stand the management company.
Oh, please, that management company.
Fascist.
I know, they really are. They should...
are fascist.
They should die.
Well, dying's too good for them.
Do you think so?
I think...
They should die a really long,
I
slow,
think the
horrible
reenactment,
death.
Reenactment on the round of Calgary... would be fine.
Keel haul them. That's what we should do. They should be keel hauled. No, they really do suck, and they charge us so much money for living. And what do they actually provide for the service charge? Let's shock people. How much is our service charge?
No, don't. Whatever you do, don't.
Well, I have to work 7 days a week just to pay the service charge on the flat that I live in.
I'm going to start squirming.
Do you really not want me to tell them?
No, I really don't.
Why not? Why, because it will pinpoint which building we're in?
No, I'm not worried about that. It's just that I'm waiting until I've had my little legal wrangle with them, and then I'm happy to...
Oh, you have a legal wrangle. Oh, well, good luck. You know what that company does?
Yeah.
If it has a legal wrangle with any of the residents, because there's about 100 or so flats, then they'll pull out all the stops to bury you legally, because they'll buy the best lawyer, and then they'll charge... the residents for their legal fees. They'll stick it on the service charge. And I'm pulling my hair. I cannot believe that.
Which is why it's time to go time.
Right.
You know.
We should get together as residents, up the residents, and kick them out. Because we can do that legally now. If there's over 50% or something like that, we can buy the freehold.
Well, I don't know if I care too that much about it, really. I think I just move. I just had it. I just can't be having it. It might just drive me mad. Because I'm such a reasonable person, you know, and I come face to face with this stupidity and intransigence, I think, oh, dear, can't be having it. It's like driving a wall into your car, you know.
Driving a wall into your car?
Yes, it's illogical. It's totally illogical, so I just can't be having it. So it's time to go.
Should we name them and shame them?
When I've gone, yes.
Okay.
But not before.
All right.
Apart from that, been a good week. Guy next door to me moved his kitchen door, had it taken out, and moved 4 inches the other way, just so that his new cooker would fit.
Really?
Yeah. 4 inches. The noise. The muck and the bullets.
The bullets?
The bullets. We had Wayne and Daryl in there, big time. Actually, I renamed them, actually.
You renamed?
Wayne and Daryl.
Who are they?
They are the Noise Brothers.
Oh, Wayne and Daryl are the people that moved in next door to you and they're moving their door. Wayne and Daryl.
Yes, the Noise Brothers. Because each morning they arrive at 5 to 9 and they get out and they walk upstairs and they say, got a power hammer? Got a sledgehammer? Got a sleeping neighbour? We're wearing dark glasses. Let's go.
Let's go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do. So apart from that, yeah. Good to see you, Nick.
And
is it only next week?
One more to go. I bet I can send you to... use that next week.
I might have to call you Wednesday.
there's no midweek thing with my shaking a pair. No, it's on Saturday or it's not at all. Okay, we're going to go to
Mind the gap.
Mind the gap, that's absolutely right. We're going to go to a pause and we're going to be right back with... And as this is a stupid time to do it, I know, because everybody's going to be calling up for Mike and the psychics. But I don't care. We're going to do What's Your Query, Screenless, and so on and so forth. Just after we got through this this normal call. Now, Teresa?
Yes?
Are you sure? You've had long enough to think. Are you normal?
Yes, I'm quite normal.
She is normal. Okay, can I get you to hold?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Right, so we'll be back with that normal person right after... some actual newspaper headlines that have become unintentionally... No, I should have just gone straight to the break, because that was where the momentum was going. Now I paused, and I've gone back, and now I've got to be funny. Now the pressure is on me to be funny. Now the spotlights have swiveled around. I should have just got out while the going was good, and we could have been we could have been out of the ad break by now, and we could have been taking the calls. But now I'm, like, padding for time, and I might just talk all the way up to the news trying to dig myself out of this. So, actual newspaper headlines that are slips of the tongue. These are headlines that came out not quite how they were originally intended. Milk drinkers are turning to powder. That must be very worrying. You should never drink milk because you will turn to powder, actually, and then you'll die. Milk does that to you. And milk, people advertising with us at the moment?
In the next break, funnily enough.
Quarter of a million Chinese live on water. And Iraqi head seeks arms.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
No.
Hello.
He goes,
bye-bye.
No, no, and tomorrow...
What a lovely day.
It'll be a lovely day tomorrow.
It better be a lovely day. I've got this barbecue. It's going to rain, I know it is. It's on my barbecue, but I'm going to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
What a smooth voice. You should be on the radio with that voice.
What are you doing tomorrow? Are you... we're working. No, you're not, actually, are you?
Yeah.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
In the morning.
In the morning. In the... yes, in the morning, just as the sun was rising. And then, after that, I'm not working.
Hurrah. So what are you going to do?
Search for a job, obviously.
Another one.
Teresa.
Yes,
how
hi.
How you doing, dear?
Hi, Nick.
It's normal. Teresa from Edinburgh.
Yes, it's... I was listening to the radio and you came up with Clouds Discotheque.
Clouds
Edinburgh.
Discotheque, yeah.
Yeah, I used to go there.
You did?
I did, yeah.
When?
Oh, God, I was only 17. Now I'm what? 40-odd, you're talking about 1973 or something.
Well, I went to it when it was a punk club.
Oh, right, yeah, well, I must have been there before you.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple of my friends, they were just under it. Well, actually, we're all about 17, 16, and you know how you had to give your date of birth at the door? And you had to add on a year if you were under 18.
Yeah, you had to arrive sober enough so that you could do the maths.
You minus the year, but my friend added on a couple of years in, which meant they were like 14 at the time.
Idiots.
Yeah, and I used to go there.
For a fight, of course. What a great way to end the week.
The thing was, wasn't it fantastic?
It was a marvellous place and I remember it well.
Yeah, and also the Americana.
No,
remember that?
No, I don't. I only went to Clouds just to see punk bands, not that it was actually a club.
You must be younger than me.
By a few years, yeah. Not much, but a few.
I'm nearly 42, you see.
It's the few that count, Teresa.
Yeah, but I used to go to the Americana as well. That's where all the Navy guys went.
They used to play this kind of stuff.
Mango!
Yeah.
Did you ever dance to this? Because they were Navy guys? Of course! That one must have gone down like a house on fire. Hey, listen, Teresa, we're coming to the end of the show and I've got to go.
All right,
thanks for taking me down memory lane.
Oh, there was loads. And what was that other place up Lothian Road that was there?
I don't know, but we'll continue this geography lesson later. Thanks, Teresa. Bye-bye. What a nice lady. 0500 1053 89 as we stupidly go through screenless now and let's see what comes up. Hello, line one, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. How you going, mate, Nick?
All right.
Yeah. Babies, that's my query. Fantastic, yeah?
Babies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, my mum's just given birth today to my son and I'm just over the moon, ecstatic. And I'm like, what a fantastic present from God.
It was a present from God.
Well, that were ultimately, yeah. I mean, that's what we got, faint, isn't it? Of course, it had something to do with me and my wife.
Oh, it did? Oh, well, congratulations in that respect. There's something to do with him. Not much to do with him, mostly his wife. They try to tell us we're too young. That's the thing with babies, is they're just too young. Here's line three. Hello.
Is your wife a goer?
Here's a little Monty Python flashback. Line four, hello.
Kevin.
Dan.
Is.
A.
Tumor.
Head.
Are you Nick Abbott?
Yes.
You're the worst presenter in the world.
The worst presenter with my name on this show at this time.
No, that's not true.
It's absolutely true.
Oh, okay.
Here is line five, hello.
Hello, Nick, I just wanted to know, what is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
It was that F.R. Emmett, or what was that guy's name?
I don't know, but he was a Marine.
Were you about to call me a... Don't say it. Okay, as we skim through them, here's another one. Line 6, you're on the air. Hello.
The final score here at Highbury Stadium is Arsenal 2, Tottenham Hotspur 5.
Oh, well, you can live in hope, I guess. Here's line 1 again. Hello.
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 Hello?
No. Hello? No. That's the best call we've ever had. Here's line 2. Hello.
A microwave stops when you open the door. Unlike George Michael.
Almost got that one because Kev told me that one just before we got on the air, and I thought my brain is not quick enough on the uptake. Here's 3. Hello. You want to talk to the tarot card reader? Yeah, he knows you're waiting. I'll put you on hold. Here is 4. Hello.
Hello, yeah, the last time I heard you was the first day of GLR. You haven't improved.
GLR? Oh, God, let's have another call quickly to rub that from my mind. Hello, 5, you're on the air. Oh, it's a heavy breather. Maybe we should stick with this one. She sounds like she's having a lot more fun than we are. Here is 6. Hello.
Will this call be on next week's trailer?
Nope.
No. You're a loser, baby, so why don't we kill you? So, the last one next week. In the... how long have we got? 4 seconds. Oh, blimey. I'll have to tell you next week.